Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
You're on the air.
Hey, hello?
Hello.
Oh, let me turn down my radio. Cool echo, though.
Echo.
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 Echo. Oh, not bad. Oh, I'm sorry that I came on right after your depressed woman was on, your caller. Why was she crying?
She hasn't been able to find someone who's willing to admit that they agree with her, that this war is a ghastly disaster and a put-up job. At the moment, Earth feels very alone and isolated, and she's trying to overcome her alienation. So,
I initially thought that I thought maybe she was depressed because she couldn't guess the secret sound on the Don and Mike show, when in fact it was probably her douchebag hitting the floor.
No, actually, what she heard was you, douchebag. What a brilliant guy.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Dynamite.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Well, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Remember a couple of months ago, I told you that I was sitting at home and I got a call right before the elections, a tape thing saying, hello, this is Hillary Clinton, please vote for my husband because he's the best guy for the job.
Right.
That telemarketing, and I was amazed that it was Hillary Clinton that was calling and like just a random...
Oh, it was right before the congressional elections, the Senate gubernatorial elections.
This past November, where she was saying vote for the good guys, this is Hillary Clinton. Well, Dick Clark did the same thing. This is not a gag.
Yeah,
Dick Clark did the same thing for the American Music Awards where they put his voice on a tape and randomly they called like 3 million people.
To get him to vote?
Yeah, to get him to watch the American Music Awards.
Oh, really?
That's right. It's
and
true.
Hold on. I got it right here.
He's a marketing genius.
Excellent. It didn't do much good because the show came in, I think, second or third in the ratings that night. Easily beaten by Raymond and all the rest.
You know what I need? I need Dick Clark's phone number at his office, please, Robbie.
Hi, this is Dick Clark. I'm sorry to reach you at home, but I just wanted to call your attention to a television special I produce. It's called the American Music Awards, and it's on ABC Channel 7, Monday night at 8 o'clock. It's really the biggest music party of the year. It's called the American Music Awards. Lots
How annoying is this?
Terrific performances.
That's home invasion.
Huge star-studded live event. I hope you get a chance to watch. It's the American Music Awards on Channel 7, Monday night. I think you'll like it. I'm sorry to call you at home, but I just wanted to personally invite you to watch.
Oh, my God.
Check out the website, www.americanmusicworld.com. Thanks so much.
That's sad.
You may now enter your four-digit code.
Let's hear it again, okay?
A personal message from Dick Clark because he cares.
Take it the phone. Ring. Hello?
What did I do?
We're sorry, but to prevent busy signals, we must limit the number of categories you can access during one phone call.
What the topic you have chosen is mouth rot and the green iguana. The topic you have chosen is...
All right, here, we'll listen to it again now. Hi, it's Dick Clark. Sorry to call you at home. Hey, but please,
You've reached post-haste.
Hi, this is Dick Clark. I'm sorry to reach you at home, but I just wanted to call your attention to a television special I produce. It's called the American Music Awards, and it's on ABC Channel 7, Monday night at 8 o'clock. It's really the biggest music
How dare he?
Of the year. They're called the American Music Awards. Lots of celebrities and terrific performances. It's a huge star-studded live event. I hope you get a chance to watch. It's the American Music Awards on Channel 7, Monday night. I think you'll like it. I'm sorry to call you at home, but I just wanted to personally invite you to watch. For more information,
personally.
www.americanmusicawards.
All right, we have the number of Dick Clark Productions. We're going to call out there now. Personally invite Dick to listen to our show.
That seems fair.
Hey, it's better than a recording, too. It'll be really us.
Very personal.
He can
listen to us in Oxnard. We're on in Southern California.
Maybe he's got a place out there.
In Oxnard. Do you think he'll explode?
Y2K?
Yes, hello. Dick Clark Productions?
Hello?
Oh.
All right, hold on a second.
She was quick on the trigger. Do we think Dick Clark will explode when Y2K arrives?
That is my thought, Buzz.
Because he is an animatronic dummy.
Oh, I see.
He is not really the incredibly youthful man that's like, what, 80 now, but he looks 20?
When the ball drops, it'll really be his head exploding.
Dick Clark, so long.
It's amazing. Dick Clark's head just like a pumpkin. Oh, the humanity. Oh, my God. Oh, Dick Clark's head has just exploded. Happy New Year.
That'll be a rockin' New Year's Eve.
So long.
Hey, look, Mom, I got a piece of Dick Clark's brain. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Is this Dick Clark Productions?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Don.
And this is Mike. How are you?
Fine.
We're doing our radio show right now. Sorry to call you at home, but we wanted to call to invite Dick to listen to what we think is a pretty great radio show, the Don and Mike Radio Show.
Okay. It's on...
Let's transfer you to his office, okay?
Very good.
Thank you.
Even better.
Dick Clark's office?
Yes, Dick, please.
Sorry, he's not in.
Hi, this is Don.
And this is Mike.
We're doing our live radio show right now. Sorry to bother you at work. We were calling to ask Dick if he had time to listen to a great radio show, the Don and Mike Show.
It's a little radio show we do across the country. 3 to 7 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday.
Hello?
Hello?
Ah, now we'll call back and ask her how she liked that. See, that's very intrusive.
Absolutely.
And we didn't hang up on him when he called.
See how you like that, huh?
Give him a little taste.
Just a little taste.
Dick Clark Productions?
Yes, Dick Clark's office, please.
One moment.
On the bandstand.
Dan, 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 dan.
Dick Clark's office.
Yes, hello, honey. It's us, the disc jockeys that just called you. How come you hung up on us?
Oh, it must have been somebody else. It wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, listen.
I didn't get this call.
Hold all right, let me start again then, please. Hi, I'm... Hello?
Oh, wait 1 second.
They put us on hold. Bandstand. Dun, 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 dun.
Hello?
Bandstand.
best music show in town.
Oh, come on.
Hi, this is Dick Clark. Sorry to call you at home.
I produce a little show, and I sure would like you to. I'm going to try to make this as folksy as I can.
My head will be exploding on January 31st, 1999.
Y2K. Dick Clark, so long. I got an ear.
Hello?
Bandstand.
Hey, come on. What's up with this? I don't know.
Dick can't come to the phone right now. He's down in his cryogenic tube.
Hey, and we're in the middle of all this, and now Rudy Martsky has just shown up.
Hey. What? Rudy has shown up here?
What does he want?
He just wants to come in and say hello.
Does he want to hit us or something like that after his appearance the other day?
No.
Okay.
All right, sure. Wheel him in.
Okay.
Yeah, wheel him on in.
Bring him in.
I didn't even know he was in town. I thought I saw him walk by the
nice
window.
Visit from Rudy.
Surprise visit.
Bandstand. I think we're in that room that where we'll be for a half an hour.
Well, we got Rudy.
Sure.
We can wait.
Bandstand.
You know what we should do? We should tape something during the commercial set.
That's right.
Just call him up and play the tape. Hi, this is Don.
And this is Mike.
And now here he is, America's number one TV sports columnist from USA Today,
Rudy.
Making an impromptu visit. Here is our friend, the very violent Rudy Martsky.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Rudy.
Listen, one of your, I know that's one of your like hangers-on friends there. What's his name?
Cy.
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 Hi, Cy.
Hi, Cy.
You look good,
movie
Cy.
Producer. He's producing
right.
Movies now. Yeah.
So, Rudy.
How you doing, Don?
How you doing?
Yeah.
How you doing, Rudy?
Just in for a cameo, yeah.
Rudy, you're just in Washington for the day?
Yes.
Just flew in for the day?
Yes. And
I'm surprised you're not.
Just, are you still there?
Hi, this
Hello?
Is Don.
Hello. This is Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on a second.
Hey, don't put us back on hold, honey.
Okay, because I was looking for who you had talked to.
No, we want to talk to you. Hi, I'm Don.
And I'm Mike.
We're doing our radio show right now. Sorry to call you at work.
It's a little radio show that's on across the... she hung up on us. That was... Now we're not on hold. Now we got hung up on.
See, that form of advertising just doesn't work.
Just calling Dick Clark Productions there, Rudy.
You know, let's put something on tape right now. Can we put something on tape right now that we can call him back and just... But we'll do it live on there, and then we just play back the air check, okay?
Very good.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Rudy, you can help out.
Sure. 2, 1, 3.
Hi, this is Don.
And this is Mike.
And this is Rudy.
Sorry to call you at work, but we were calling to tell Dick Clark about a great radio show that we think he'd like listening to.
It's the Don and Mike Show. It's on all across the country every single Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 Eastern Time. We sure would appreciate you checking it.
I know in Southern California you can hear us in Oxnard.
Oxnard.
Rudy, what do you think of the Don and Mike Show?
I think it's great. I've been listening to it for 15 years, and it gets better each week.
So, if you're looking for a great way to while away those hours, listen to the Don and Mike Show, won't you please? We just thought we'd give you this personal call.
Sorry to call you at work.
Okay,
perfect. Now,
that's
rewind
great.
That back.
That's
and hold
good.
On. We'll call Dick Clark's office again. Now.
Very
and
good.
And then we'll just play him the tape.
Good.
Oh, something just ripped up his phone number. Oh, hold on. I got the pieces.
Angrily tore it apart.
You're going to need that.
Tore it into shreds.
I did. Hold on. I got it. Okay.
1, 8, 1, 8, 4, 1, 3.
Got it. Tape one, Robbie?
Tape one,
okay. Well, we don't even have to. Let me just turn our microphones off.
Right. Very good.
Here we go. Beautiful. Hi, this is Don.
And this is Mike.
And this is Rudy.
Sorry to call you at work, but we were calling to tell Dick Clark about a great radio show that we think he'd like listening to.
Hold on.
Rewind it, Robbie.
We're getting it through.
Rewind it. They've already transferred us. Telemarketing. Ain't it grand?
I love it.
Hi, this is Don.
And this is Mike.
And this is Rudy.
Sorry to call you at work, but we were calling to tell Dick Clark about a great radio show that we think he'd like listening to.
It's the Don and Mike Show. It's on all across the country every single Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 Eastern Time. We sure would appreciate you checking it.
I know in Southern California you can hear us in Oxnard.
Oxnard.
Rudy, what do you think of the Don and Mike Show?
I think it's great. I've been listening to it for 15 years, and it gets better each week.
So, if you're looking for a great way to while away those hours, listen to the Don and Mike Show, won't you please? We just thought we'd give you this personal call.
Sorry to call you at work. Did she hang up?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I'm not going to say anything.
I'm just listening for a reaction.
Yeah, there's a click right there.
Hey, but she listened to the whole thing. It sounded like.
Yay! All right, it worked.
Hey, hung in.
Oh, taste of your own medicine there.
That's good news.
Rudy, I'm surprised that you're not camped out in Michael Jordan's bunghole today.
Well, I did all my stories on him today because this was anticlimactic today, the fact that the guy actually retired. And driving over, I heard you guys ragging on my favorite sports star. And same was overdone. And the
it is
overdone. Melodramatic.
It is.
Oh, come on, please. 24 hours of Michael Jordan on ESPN.
Wait a second. ESPN Classics, as of Friday night, has 56 hours of Michael Jordan.
Oh, Jesus.
True. You think it's overkill? I mean, you cover TV beat.
I don't think you can overkill a situation of Michael Jordan. Okay, it is the second time for the guy.
Right.
But this one for real. We do know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
99.9%.
We weren't prepared for the first one. So everybody's giving a tribute. This is the greatest sports star of our time.
Oh, you're as bad as the rest,
now,
Rudy.
Don is a pro basketball fan. Mike isn't. He must be a kind of a Gretzky fan.
Yeah, I'm a Gretzky fan, but I mean, I'm a fan. I like sports, and I watched the press conference today. I do think it's overkill. I mean, whether you like basketball or not.
Hey, they started it yesterday, Rudy. They started playing the sappy music with the slow motion highlights and the insert section in the paper today. And he's the lead story in the news, and he's on all the channels. And then you got the 24 hours him on ESPN, and then tomorrow it's going to be the same thing all over again.
Okay, I'll tell you why that's happened. There's not his competition. ESPN is not alone anymore. You got CNN SI has always been there. And now this Fox Sports News has come on where they feel that they have to. So ESPN overreacts to them, and then it just kind of builds.
Do you think seriously that when they get to their, let's be conservative here, their 12th hour, that they might have a little ratings problem? Or do you think that there are going to be people that are going to be following this all? I think it's overkill.
I don't know that cable's that concerned about ratings. There's like a number of hours are on. And if these commercials are repeated and with them, it's like how many homes they have.
How do you fill 24 hours of Michael Jordan? How many times do you show him make that last shot against Utah?
Hey, there's many others. In fact, I was reading our own sports section today, and I actually read this full page of, like, Jordan's greatest, you know, 10 greatest games and moments.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, really going on a limb there, you know.
Yeah.
Really
I think I'm
going
to boost my own paper. I'm going to boost some other paper. I'm like,
you know. Yeah, so your paper was like every other paper in the country.
USA Today stood alone in their coverage of Michael Jordan. It's not like every other newspaper in America had a special pull-out section on
it. Well, you know, we did. We prepared for this for months. Oh. In fact, I wrote one of those stories, which I had to rewrite for my column, because it was a live situation. But everybody had stuff where they call it in the can.
You know, I don't know if I even read the one or saw the one. He made me laugh. That had was the ultimate Michael Jordan suck up story.
Well, I like the fact you guys you have two copies here of USA Today. I think that's great.
Every day we get them for free every day.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Farewell to a legend.
Jesus.
Jesus. Biggest ass kissing in the history of USA Today.
Hey, probably only the Chicago Tribune rivals us today.
Endorsement career far from done.
Boy, thank God! I'm so glad I know his endorsements are going to continue. I couldn't sleep at night if I didn't know that.
You want to see some Rodman commercials? Huh?
Rudy, I have missed your in-person contributions to the show, having you here in studio with us. I forgot about your great sense of timing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just rare that you read in a paper where there's supposed to be journalism, where you read an entire article that is like a suck-up, not to the star himself, not to his athletic accomplishment, but to, you know, to the marketing guys. Mike made it very clear that he wears just one shoe brand on camera, says Merrill Reedon, vice president of marketing at AMF. And that's Nike.
Come on.
Well, just a minute. It's not out of my column.
Yeah, it's not. You're not in there.
All right. Hold on. But you were doing some prime ass kissing today.
I had guys talking about how much it was going to hurt.
Right here.
NBC and Turner.
In a world where virtually everyone is replaceable, Michael Jordan is irreplaceable.
Jim Gray.
NBC's Jim Gray says.
Well,
you got a whole
Jim Gray, who apparently is still waiting for this next invitation to his show.
Oh, please. Don't even start that up again. Listen, enough about Michael Jordan. We put a ban on Michael Jordan on today's show.
Good.
What are you doing in town, Rudy?
I'm here for a little TV bit. There's another TV show restarting up during my Hollywood producer is accompanying me here.
Psy Pills.
Do you always have a gang?
Psy Pills.
Psy, he's always got, you know, I haven't seen Psy in a while, but Psy's one of your regular cronies. You have cronies, Rudy.
I do.
You have cronies.
Henchmen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I picked up some new ones in Atlanta. Nobody with any better reputation than ones here, which have none, you know.
The real reason
why we left town here was it turns out we checked it out. Nobody we knew had a regular paycheck.
Who's coming with you to the Super Bowl? Who's going to be in the Martsky Mafia?
There really aren't many, but now Psy's volunteering for it, and you guys are in it. In fact, you guys... I hate to say it, you've got to move near the top now of the Super Bowl entourage. Yes, you have.
Oh. Well, yeah, we do suck up to Rudy when we're down.
Yeah,
we
Super Bowl's still on to Rob Biggs.
Rudy knows everybody when we go to the Super Bowl.
Is Lenny coming?
Mm-hmm. Lenny's not coming because the 49ers didn't make it.
Lenny. We like Lenny.
Damn. We were just with him a week or so ago.
So what TV venture are you to? Is this a new one or is this your regular show that we always enjoy?
Well, it was off the air for a few months, but it's coming back now. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like most of my shows.
But does that answer the question I just asked you?
No.
This man's impossible to talk to here.
Is it the cable show?
Yeah, the cable
show. That's what you're in town for, the cable show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
The one with Rick Doc Walker and Larry Michael?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the one we catch occasionally.
You're good on that show. You're the best thing on that show, Rudy.
Well, thanks a lot, Don. It's not much.
I love watching Rudy on TV.
Rudy is, you have a lot to say, Rudy. Not all of it's easy to understand, but you do have a lot to say.
I love your body language. It's the best show in town. The best show in town.
Is it better than any other Redskins show? Really?
Oh, going away.
Oh, it's much better than George's show. George Michael's show. Much better than his.
Much more polished.
Absolutely. Hold on, we got some calls for you, Rudy. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air with Rudy. You want to talk to Rudy?
Hey, Don, first I want to ask you about, I know you love John Madden. Do you think Randy Cross is as good as John Madden?
Randy Cross is a dick.
Oh, he is, but...
I hate Randy Cross.
Well, let me
tell you something about Randy Cross. Here's the problem with Randy Cross. Anytime anything happens in a game, here's what he says. You know, when I, with those big-ass teeth of his,
You know, when I played with the 49ers, which was the finest organization in the world,
right.
We would do things like that. You know, he kind of reminds me of Joe Montana. You know, I played with Joe Montana. When Joe Montana would play the 49ers, yeah, shut up. I hate Randy Cross.
Wasn't Randy Cross the center?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, okay.
Can I?
We know that. Anybody that's had any experience with football. No offense to all the centers. Don and I both played center when we played football. But
absolutely.
I'll tell you, right now, you know, that is not the skill position.
Listen,
on the field. Okay?
Weakest.
I would know that. From
weakest link. Weakest link of the chain in the football chain
sure.
is the center. The weakest link.
Let me read Monday's USA Today column by Rudy Martsky.
Uh-oh. Oh, I know. He loves Randy Cross. He always kisses his ass.
I know. Rudy lathers Randy's butt big time. It says...
Well, Rudy's right here, so you should address Mr. Martsky.
CBS's Randy Cross showing he deserves to rank with John Madden, Millen, and Phil Sims as an NFL analyst.
Oh, Rudy, how could you write that?
Because Rudy is full of crap.
Oh, my God, it's hostile. Would you like to answer your critics, Rudy?
Well, right. You know what? I was waiting all these years for one critic, and I've finally come across him right now. But... Look, Randy Cross had a superstar day on that Jeff Jackson.
How
could
you compare? How
could
you
compare that game?
How could you compare Randy Cross to John Madden? I'm being serious with you. I'm not busting your balls. How can you compare him to John Madden?
Because I think that Randy has been an underappreciated guy, and he was excellent on this game. He was clever. He was funny. And
oh, he's pompous.
Oh, wow.
Madden's too nice a guy to ever get mad at you about that. It's a shame that Madden can't be as petty as you and I are. Because if that was written and Madden was petty, he'd call Rudy and say, Rudy, what the hell are you saying? Randy Cross, he's not fit to smell my jock.
Madden's doing that great bit about the field goal kicker that's got the candy bar in his shoe and everything.
Which was vintage John Madden. It was John Madden the way I love him when there's a blowout, you know, when he's got to fill that time. Yeah. And they found the shoes, and Madden was having a great... Because he's so darn real. You don't get that with Randy
How
Cross.
Could you compare Randy Cross? This guy on the phone is absolutely correct.
Thank you.
Well, okay.
Absolutely correct.
So it looks like I'm in the minority here?
Yeah, I guess
I'm
so.
I'm standing by it, though. I'm standing by it.
Standing by his story.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, see ya.
All right, bye-bye.
You stink, Rudy.
Oh, my God. Oh, hostility.
Oh, come on. That's what I'm called for.
I wouldn't even line my birdcage with your
eyes. Oh, now stop that.
He sounds like he's got one of those upper Midwestern voices.
Yeah, where are you calling from, sir?
It doesn't matter.
Well, where are you calling from?
Any town, USA.
Hold on. Because Rudy thinks you're from the upper Midwest, I'd like to know, where are you calling from?
I'm originally from the upper Midwest.
Well, so am I, so it's a tie.
Yeah, that's right. So I know idiots like you.
Oh, my God.
That's a very hostile audience we have. It's a very hostile audience.
Yeah, he's on the phone now, Rudy. We didn't get a chance to find out if he was a badger.
How you doing?
A Wisconsin badger.
All right, let's get out of here, Rudy. It's great to see you.
Okay,
good
guys.
To see you, Rudy.
We will see you in
back
2 weeks.
In a few weeks. We'll see you in 2 weeks out there. We'll have a great Friday.
Good.
Trying to get it organized. Okay.
Notice how he points that out. That's Rudy, in a very nice way. That's Rudy's way of saying, we'll have a great Friday, but you guys don't come near me on Saturday night. That's the way.
You guys have moved up in the top four of the Super Bowl.
Hey, don't forget, we want to play poker with Glanville on Friday night.
We got it.
We got a big poker game going Friday night at the Super Bowl.
Let's find out Jerry and we'll get him. Okay?
Okay.
Get a table and set it up on South Beach.
All right. Bye, Rudy. There he is, the Penguin, Rudy Martsky.
Bye, Cy.
Bye, Cy Pills, everybody.
Cy, I still have that script of yours. It's great. Put me in that movie.
Bye-bye.
Who loves you, babe?
It's already made.
It's already made.
It's already been made. Thanks, Cy. Thanks for the callback.
Cy Pills, he produces pornos.
He could look at him.
Rudy's his big Hollywood friend.
There he goes. Best producer in town.
Let's just watch them walk by the window, okay?
Sure. Here we go.
Let's watch
He's them. Not lingering.
He is.
You know, people always catch him in the hallway. You know, Rudy has that minor league celebrity effect on certain people around here.
Well, it's because he writes a column that's in USA Today every day.
You mean the nation's newspaper?
Yes.
Yeah. The very same. That's funny. I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
Always will be.
Oh, I do like having him around. Oh, we got to do a break now.
There's a certain energy level that Rudy brings when he comes in here. It's just, and all he has to do is sit over there and go,
Hey, you still got that Dick Clark thing ready?
Yeah, I can get it.
Cue it back up again. I want to call Dick Clark one more time.
Let's do it. Use our recording.
One more time.
Now that we have Rudy on the tape.
Now he lost his phone number. Still have the phone number, Robbie?
Bandstand.
Look at that hustle. Look at that Rob Spiewak hustle.
You know, big men have grace. Rob shows some good footwork there.
Thank you, Rob.
Not even a bead of sweat on Rob's brow after that, either.
Telemarketing.
Somebody's been working out.
Here we go. Telemarketing at its finest.
Dick Clark Productions.
Hi. This is Don.
And this is Mike.
Aren't you guys bored with this yet?
Sorry to call you at work, but we were calling to tell Dick.
Then we got to hang up at the very front.
Mm-hmm. All right, recue it one more time. We'll see how she likes it. This time I'll call her and tell her why we're doing this.
Okay.
I need the phone number again, please, Rob. I haven't committed it to memory yet. Maybe I have. Is it
323? No. There it is. He's got the book.
841.
That didn't work. Why don't you just disguise your voice and ask to be put through to Dick Clark's office and then play the tape again? Because then we might get to play it in its entirety.
Okay.
You want me to go? Dick Clark, please. Good job.
Thank you. Just my guy voice.
This is Guy Caballero.
Guy Caballero from SCTV.
And Dick Clark, please.
Dick Clark, please.
Hello.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Hi, this is Don.
And this is Mike.
And this is Rudy.
Sorry to call you at work, but we were calling to tell Dick Clark about a great radio show that we think he'd like listening to.
It's the Don and Mike Show. It's on all across the country every single Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 Eastern Time. We sure would appreciate you checking it.
I know in Southern California you can hear us in Oxnard.
Oxnard.
Rudy, what do you think of the Don and Mike Show?
I think it's great. I've been listening to it for 15 years, and it gets better each week.
So, if you're looking for a great way to while away those hours, listen to the Don and Mike Show, won't you, please? We just thought we'd give you this personal call.
Sorry to call you at work.
Now, where do we get the options?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you'd like to add to your message, press 1. To listen to it, press 2.
Perfect. You want
to
hear it?
Yes, big time.
Press the pound key.
This is when it'll sound the best.
Hi, this is Don, and this is Mike, and this is Rudy. Sorry to call you at work, but we were calling to tell Dick Clark about a great radio show that we think he'd like listening to.
Genius.
It's the Don and Mike Show. It's on all across the country every single Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 Eastern Time. We sure would appreciate you checking it. I know in Southern California you can hear us in Oxnard. Oxnard. Rudy, what do you think of the Don and Mike Show?
I think it's great. I've been listening to it for 15 years, and it gets better each week.
So, if you're looking for a great way to while away those hours, listen to the Don and Mike Show, won't you, please? We just thought we'd give you this personal call. Sorry to call you at work.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, press 1.
Perfect.
To listen to it, press 2.
Nope.
To re-record it, press the pound key.
Nope.
Oh, okay, that's it.
Good.
Right, well, there you go. Mission accomplished.
That's great. Now we're up on a break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Billy, how are you? Get off here. I haven't seen
you in years. How you doing, Billy?
Jesus Christ, almighty. You look terrific. How you feel?
Watch this suit. Watch this suit.
Watch this suit, you little frick. Hey, I know you all my life.
All right, good.
People getting too big on me now.
Don't go busting my balls, Billy, okay?
Hey, Tommy, if I was going to break your balls, I'd tell you to go home and get your shine box. Oh, this kid was great. They used to call him Spit Shine Tommy. I swear to God, he'd make your shoes look like mirrors. Excuse my language. He was terrific. He was the best. He made a lot of money, too. Salud, Tommy.
No more shines, Billy.
What?
I said no more shines. Maybe you didn't hear about it. You've been away a long time. They didn't go up there and tell you. I don't shine shoes anymore.
Relax, will you? What's got into you? I'm breaking your balls a little bit, that's all. I'm only kidding with you.
You don't sound like you're kidding. You know, there's a lot of people around.
Honey, I'm only kidding with you. We're having a party. I mean, I just came home. I haven't seen you in a long time, and I'm breaking your balls, and you're right away, you're getting fresh. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you.
I'm sorry. It's okay. No problem.
Okay, settle. Now go home and get your shine box. Come on, you fake tough guy. Keep him here. Come on.
I'm sorry, Tommy gets a little loaded. He doesn't mean any disrespect.
You don't mean any disrespect, Henry. Are you nuts? He's just kidding little manners. Hey, Jimmy, what's right is right. You understand what I'm talking about?
It's all right.
No, I mean, the kids are over here. We're hugging and kissing over here, and 2 minutes later, he's acting like a f***ing jerk.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
I didn't insult him. I didn't insult nobody. Give us a drink.
Okay.
Come on, let's have some drinks, all right? Drinks on the house. Come on, let me...
Yeah, you have to drink with me.
No.
Yeah, come on.
Billy.
No.
Drinks around the house.
Go on.
Break up my party.
Time with my lady, it went fine.
Excellent.
As far as customer service at the local shopping malls,
yeah, a little tough.
Not so happy. I know the stores have trouble hiring even remotely qualified people to work during the holidays because the economy is so good and all that.
Yes, they have bodies that they need to get in there, and sometimes it doesn't work out all that well.
But damn are the people behind the counters stupid. And this just fries me that I go in and I think I know what I need. Here's
right.
We handle it like this. Get to the mall at 1 o'clock, say to Frida, okay, listen, I gotta buy some stuff for you, you gotta buy some stuff for me, I gotta pick some stuff up for people, so let's do this. Split up, meet you back in front of Sears, 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Beauty, go. Immediately I've already mapped out in my mind. Gotta go to this store, gotta get this.
Good.
I go in this one place, picking up something. Somebody on the show, it's nice, I won't mention what it was or who right. It is. I go and know immediately what I want. I get it. I say, can I get one of these right here? Guy goes, yeah. I say, if it's going to be a lot of trouble to get one out of the back, let me know. I'll go to another store.
Right.
Then I'll come back in like 15 minutes and you can have it waiting for me. Mm-hmm. Guy says, I'll go back right now and get it.
Ah.
I'm sitting there. 10 minutes now.
Can't they just take the briefs off the mannequin?
10 minutes. I'm waiting for the guy to go back and secure the product. Now, the guy gets it. I'm not exaggerating. It's been 10 minutes. Guy comes back out, and here's what, and of course, everything's in slow motion, where he has to go like this. I have to open it up now
right.
to make sure that it's what you want. Even though it's a sealed box, it's got a picture of the damn thing right on the front of it.
He's got to double check.
Right.
And triple check.
So, very slowly, takes out his razor blade, cuts the thing open. Of course, thing is in all this foam rubber and stuff.
Right, right.
And all those thousands of little foam rubber, like cat poop things.
Little peanuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
This is how he goes to pick them up.
Is it a puppy?
No,
I'm sorry. All right, go ahead. I can't help but play the guessing game.
One at a time, this guy's leaning down and picking them up.
Picking the peanuts up?
One at a time, takes one, puts it in his hand. One, puts it in his hand. One, takes the thing out and goes, is this what you wanted? I say, yeah, that's it. Great. At this point, I'm like, just throw it in the bag.
Yeah.
But no, now I have to wait for him to repackage.
Oh, my God.
And meanwhile, while this is going on now, there are people behind me in line.
Sure. Right.
And I am feeling the hot stares in my back because people are thinking, as I would think if I was in that situation, boy,
Why can't this guy just buy his product? Mm-hmm. Why is this guy making the guy open the thing up to make sure that it's okay?
They're thinking you, the customer, must be difficult.
So it's 15 minutes in the store, and it should have been 3 minutes in and out. I get the thing, I leave, I go to the next store, I buy some stuff, I take it right off the rack. Boom! Got it. I'm up front, and then I make the tragic mistake. The guy says to me, do you want boxes with these?
Oh,
and I think...
Then, you didn't say yes,
yeah,
did
well,
you?
Well, I think, you know what? Yeah.
Have you ever wrestled with those things? You know what you tell them is, yeah, give me boxes, but don't open them up and put the stuff in them.
Right. Well, no. This guy, that's all he was going to do, was just... He says, do you want boxes? And I'm assuming that I'm just going to get...
Oh, good.
The flat boxes that I'll take home later.
Sure.
This starts the Inquisition, where the guy's like this under the counter. Mary? Have you seen the boxes?
Oh, no. Mary's somewhere eating.
Where are the boxes? No, Mary's sent issue. She's on the telephone.
Ah.
Right? Now, at this point, the guy turns and walks away and goes back towards the stockroom. Oblivious to the fact, I'm standing there. I said, listen, if it's going to be a while, I'll just go without the boxes. Oblivious.
Yeah.
The guy's in the back again.
Focused on his task at hand.
Must find boxes.
And that focused on his task at hand, which in most cases is making that 8 hours go as soon as possible.
So then the pimply-faced ostrich comes back out. This is the kid, the big, tall, dorky kid. Mm-hmm. Comes back out and he goes, got a couple of boxes. I go, great. Just put them in the bag and I'll be ready to go. Stares at him and he goes, I think these boxes are too small. So now we got to go through this exercise. I swear to God, this happened to me today. He has to figure out how to open the box up.
Right.
Right? To unfold the cardboard box.
See, he shouldn't be doing that. He should just throw it in the bag, let you wrestle with it later.
Very small. Finally, the guy puts it together. Now, I can see that the item I bought is not going to fit into this box.
Mm.
And I said, not going to fit. I'll just move on. Thank you very much. Now, the reason I didn't move on is because... He still got my credit card, and I haven't signed the slip yet. Still behind the counter.
I haven't rung you up.
Now, here's what the guy's doing. He got a thing that's about this big. A clothing item.
Right.
About this big. He's got a box. It's about this big.
Right.
Okay? So the clothing item...
It's clothing. Can't he fold it?
It's big and fluffy. I mean, and it's a small box that he's gotten. It's obvious. You could look at this with your untrained eye, you'd say, there's no way
it would fit in that box.
That item in that box.
Right.
Yet, he puts the box together. Then we go through the very exercise.
It's not a Viking helmet, is it?
He does this. Were you spying on me today? How did you know, man? I don't,
You know, I love the guessing game. I'm good at it, too, and I don't even need to shake the box. Viking helmet.
You will never guess what I got you this year. You will never guess.
Did you get me it today?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Okay, good.
Previous.
All right,
on a previous episode of Shopping.
Because I wouldn't want to be part of this. No, you weren't part of it. Because I know, and everybody will testify to this fact, when you're out shopping, and you're shopping for someone, and it's a difficult procedure, you blame the salespeople, you blame the crowds in the mall, but
and
eventually
then you blame the person! Yes. Rob. And I swear to God, you know, it's funny sometimes we got two separate minds, but it's like, I got to have a brain, you got to have a brain.
Yeah.
2 o'clock comes, I go to meet my wife in front of Sears, and she says, why are you so pissed off? I said, how do you know I'm pissed off? She said, I saw you walking across the mall. You look pissed off. And I said, you know why I'm pissed off? I swear to God, you know why I'm pissed off? Rob Spiewak. I found this gift for Rob.
Right.
And the guy, and then I go through the whole litany of the guy won't just let me leave, that the guy has to open it up. Anyway, I should have gotten 8 things in my 1 hour in the store. I got 2 things.
And this isn't even on a weekend day. Imagine what it's like on a Saturday.
This was a Wednesday. This is at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I thought it was the perfect time. The people in the stores are just dumb as a box of rocks.
And here locally, it's supposed to be cold this weekend. Colder. Watch out for the malls this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Watch out for a satanic experience if you go to the malls this weekend.
That's all I want to say. The other thing I want to say is that I feel very badly right now for everybody on my Christmas list who's not been purchased for yet. Meaning Buzz, Christine.
Right. Buzz was telling me just a moment ago that he's having problems,
Stuck.
Yeah.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Those people will most likely get the very impersonal gift of a gift certificate from me. Because, frankly, I just don't have it in me to go out and buy you a quality gift now.
The life has been sucked out of me.
That's all right. I mean, you've tried, and they're going to be happy when we give the way. You know why they're going to be happy? Ham. Ham, ham, and ham.
You giving everybody hams again this year, Mike?
Yes! Okay. I get asked for ham, so I bring hams Christmas.
Okay.
And one last thing I just want to say.
Yes.
I cast no aspersions on any store, but I want to tell you something. Sears stinks, and I don't mean that like their products or their help.
Great tools.
I mean physically.
Yeah.
The store smelled.
Oh, really?
Of vomit today.
Oh.
Fair Oaks Malls. Oh. From the moment we walked in by the service entrance,
right,
all the way through the hardware section.
Somebody puked in the Sears?
No, through the washer and dryer section, the electronics section, through the clothes, and all the way to the other end of the store to where you end up like by KB Toys.
Oh, no.
This whole store smelled of vomit, and because it's hot one day and cold the next day, today was a day that they had the heat turned up all the way, and today's a relatively warm day. It's about 60 degrees outside.
Yeah, it's cold night and warm day, so they jack up the heat overnight.
Right, so it's hot, and it smells like vomit.
Oh, vomit.
You know what I mentioned? You're going to Sears at Fair Oaks Mall.
Mm-hmm.
Hold your breath, man.
It smelled like vomit, like somebody had vomited? Is that, or is it just like, perhaps it smells like vomit all the time?
That is the question I offer to you today, Mike.
I think it's the latter.
Because it was not something that was just like in the hardware section.
Right.
It was throughout the whole store. So I said, oh, what? And I identified it immediately. I said, Sears smells like vomit. Really it did.
Worth holding your breath, though, if you want to get a good cutting implement. You know, and a decent extension cord.
Sure.
And I love all the Bob Vila cutouts they have in Sears.
You know, as much as I hate that man, Bob Vila, the products he's selling, in my humble opinion, I mean, those you know, robo-grip things, incredible.
Bob Vila.
I'm Bob Vila.
Bob Vila. Hello. Oh, what am I doing? Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, this is Mark Thompson calling from Greenville, South Carolina at the Peak.
Yes, Mark Thompson. What, do you work at our station there?
Yes, I do. Yeah, and I wanted to call our program director and general manager here, David Alpert, who has brought you fellows into our market. It's his birthday today, 40th, and I know he's listening to you. He's out on the interstate right now, and we thought maybe we could have a little fun with him.
How so?
Well, I was going
to
ask you.
I'd just like to say before we proceed.
Yeah.
I smell a setup here. I don't know why. But just go ahead, proceed. It's just that Dennis has got me in that frame of mind today.
Well, I believe that this is a guy that does work at WPEK.
Right, right.
All sorts
of things going through my brain right now.
Well, David, we're sitting here awaiting him to come back from Columbia, and again, just knowing that he's en route, we thought we'd just give a call in, and for the folks in this area and the local and loyal listeners of the Don and Mike Show, we thought we'd give him a plug. And
give who a plug?
David, a birthday wish.
What an ass kisser you are.
Well,
Jesus, what a brown nose you are. God, why'd you just send the guy a freaking card, man?
Why don't you go buy him something really expensive? I bet he, he listens to his radio station all the time. Get him something really expensive.
And listen, you know, we don't look at this guy any different than we look at our general manager, Ken Stevens. Furthermore, here's my point.
Okay.
You know, we're doing him a favor by allowing him to carry our show down in Greenville. He should call us to say, Don and Mike, it's my birthday, and you've made my birthday
right.
a better day by supplying me with your quality program that I'm able to get revenue and ratings with.
I'm so happy that I was born because it gave me an opportunity to meet you guys.
And we've been trying to tell them that.
Right?
Yeah, right, you have. Sure. With your nose between two pillows. That's what you've been doing.
You know what you want to do? You want to go out, you get him a real expensive gift, and you go into his office, you shut the door, and you give it to him. That's the ultimate brown nose move right there.
Well, we've got a sales rep here that might help us.
Oh, you're an ass kiss, man. Forget it. I don't want to talk to you. No, and furthermore, that general manager, I don't want to speak to him until he calls to thank us for putting out the quality show. And listen, where was that guy on my birthday? Where was that guy on Mike O'Mara's birthday? You know where he was? Nowhere, baby.
Enjoying the fine quality product that we offer day in, day out.
Oh, you disgust me. Even, you know, we're surrounded by ass kisses here.
My God, you're sucking up to management? What's wrong with you?
We're surrounded by major league ass kissers at WJFK, but none of the ass kissers around here would dare call on the air to have somebody say happy birthday to Ken.
Well,
how do you feel right now?
I feel like an ass.
Have we enlightened you?
But you have.
Yes.
Because, listen, I'll tell you something. Mark, what is your job there at WPEK?
It's sales.
Sales. Okay.
Well,
sales.
It was as of today.
All right, listen. I want to tell you something. There's no loyalty in this business. And this general manager, who you are so willing to kiss ass for. As soon as the profit margin goes down 1%, you know what he's going to do? So look at his list of salespeople. You go, you know who we can fire?
Mm-hmm.
Mark Thompson. He's a dick. Fire him. I guarantee he's not going to go, hey, Mark Thompson's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
I can't fire him.
He'll be eating birthday cake while you're out selling your own blood.
That's the point. If you're going to kiss ass, kiss somebody's ass who will do something for you. But I've never met a general manager who has ever done anything positive for any of his employees, who cares about any of his employees. Never.
The only thing you accomplish by doing that is perhaps a backfire factor. You know, where the general manager will see your goodwill and your good wishes as an opportunity to exploit you as a human being.
So I guess I couldn't use him as a reference when I fax my resume up to you.
You're gonna fax your resume up to us?
Well, that could be my next option.
Now, I can tell you right now that you probably already hit your peak in the market of Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that you've got what it takes to be a major market sales guy.
And if you are a salesman at a radio station, right now, I know how our people here would look at it. You are wasting valuable time not being on the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm right, too.
Well.
All right, listen, Mark Askiss, we got to go now. We, frankly, don't care that the general manager of WPEK is having a birthday.
You're probably going to lose a little sleep over this entire little exchange here. So the best way to compensate for that would be to go out and close a major deal today.
Well, actually, we're sitting here celebrating early, having a few drinks. So by the time he gets here, hopefully,
right,
I won't know the difference.
Okay, keep smooching. Just don't call me when he fires you. You know, when you go, I thought we were friends. You know, and he'll go, hey, you're not my friend. You're just some sales slug. You're just some ass kiss. As a matter of fact, you would probably respect the guy more,
right,
who didn't try to call a national radio show, mm-hmm, to kiss his boss's ass on his birthday.
And you know, he's going to get wind of this now. So, oh, I got an idea, though. The way to make it right, when he comes in for the party, if he does show up, because, you know, most GMs really would just call and say, I've got other plans, and you'd all be sitting there with your bottle of cheap champagne.
Party hat.
You know, and he doesn't even show. But if he does show up, take one of those little Dixie cups of champagne that you're eating, you know, that you're drinking right now, throw it in his face.
Boy,
that'll balance it out.
Now I know where Dr. Joy Brown gets her callers from. I guess I'll be phoning into her tomorrow with my problems.
Dr. Joy Brown, is that another one of the shows you run on your station?
It is.
Uh-huh. Well, see, now you've endeared yourself to us by mentioning another radio program.
You're the worst, man.
Mark, you're just missing all over the place today.
I'm just
today.
Trying to get every plug I can get.
Not on this valuable air, my friend.
Well, that's the best.
Do your ass kissing on your own time, man. And go, listen, go answer your portable phone. I bet it's that general manager calling to tell you you're making an ass out of yourself. Why don't you pick up the phone right now? See who it is. I bet it's him calling you.
Yeah, get off the air. Yeah, let's see. We want to see who's calling you.
Actually, it was a page.
Was it a page from him?
Somebody paged him. I appreciate the good wishes.
Yeah, I've got some hands flying around and people calling me to the next line.
Well, that's right.
Those are people trying to rescue you.
Hey, listen, man. You've obviously had a drink or two today. What are you doing calling Don and Mike trying to kiss the boss's ass?
And Mark, you were plugging another radio show. You know if you're a sales guy, the only thing you plug are your clients.
All right, goodbye now, Mark. Goodbye forever.
We appreciate it.
Take care. Take care, drunky drunk.
I listen. Take care, guys. Appreciate it.
Dumb hillbilly. That guy's a dumb, bass-ackward hillbilly.
And he's, you know, he's got to close that major deal today. Got to sober up, get out, hit the street, and get yourself a furniture warehouse, or you are in big trouble. And now he's not going to do that. He's going to go right back to his Dixie cup.
Hang up.
Hang up. I'll see you guys later.
No, you won't. Goodbye.
Bye.
So long, Mark.
Also, is the general manager a happy birthday? Please.
Oh, my God. What's next? Somebody going to call in and wish Satan a happy birthday?
Sniff, Mike. Ever picture that? Mike, I know it's the beginning of our show today, but I just want to take a second out to say happy birthday to a guy who's really helped our careers. Ken Stevens having a birthday today.
We're all going to be having a little spice cider a little later on, and Kenny will come down and we'll give him his gifts.
So I'm telling you, there are no bigger ass kisses than the people that work here. But even the people that work here,
they know how to do it properly.
Don't stoop to that level.
They know better. There's a way to do it.
That's not the way to call up on the radio. Say, hey, I was wondering if we could get something going for Cat on his birthday.
But then again, you know, of course, that it came through when he said, well, we're having just a few drinks here. Waiting for him.
Sit around getting bombed.
Where is he? You know, they'll be there like at midnight.
Where is he?
And that's when they'll start like Xeroxing their buttocks and stuff.
And the real hatred, the real emotions will come to the surface.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I was wondering if you could do the gentleman's Christmas party thing. Are you going to do that soon, or I've got a perfect scenario for one.
Oh, you mean like we did with a girl yesterday?
Like yesterday.
Yeah, pretty soon. Maybe not today, but definitely before Christmas.
Okay.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.
All right, sorry to disappoint you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, just want to let you know it is Dick Van Patten's birthday as well.
Now, there's somebody who deserves a tribute, finally.
And we will be placing a call to Dick Van Patten.
Yep.
Got it right here on my index card.
To you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey.
Happy birthday, Satan!
That was somebody who was simply motivated with a call about the general manager.
I don't know that today is officially Satan's birthday.
Every day is.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
I have a poem, Christmas poem, I want to read to you guys. My mother sent it to me.
A Christmas poem?
Yes.
All right, well, here you go. This will change the topic. Okay.
Called for the night before doomsday. Okay.
The night before what?
Excuse me?
The night before what?
Doomsday.
All right, the night before doomsday.
Okay.
Try to separate your lips a little more when you're reading the poem.
Okay, it was the night before doomsday, and all through the house. Mm-hmm. Everyone felt crappy, even the mouse. Mom at the whorehouse, Dad smoking grass, and I just settled down for a nice piece of ass. When out on the lawn, I heard such a clatter, I sprang for my peace, see what was the matter. And out on the lawn, I saw a big dick. I knew in a moment, it must be St. Crick. He came down the chimney.
I think her mother sent her this?
Yeah.
He came down the chimney.
Honey, crickets are speaking to you.
Excuse me?
Listen to the choir of crickets.
Aw, man.
You want to send that poem to Mark Thompson in Greenville.
Send it to him, right in big letters on the top. Happy birthday.
Or what's the name of that GM down there?
I don't know. The name of the general manager is...
you can send it. You can send the poem to the GM, care of Mark Thompson.
I don't know.
The cricket?
I don't know his name. Just send it to Ken Stevens. That always works. Ken Stevens. Hello. Hey, Don and Mike Show.
Oh. No, that was the lady. That was the poet.
Right. Okay, one last call. Hello. Boy, that was a lame poem.
Hmm.
Body! Listen, while this guy just continues to say body. They play the toe tap and touch tones right there. We got to do a call in to win now. Caller number 100 at 1-800-636-1067. Give you a man-made product and we'll qualify you for the big $5,000 giveaway 1 week from Friday. You win $5,000 to pay off all your Christmas bills. Yes, buddy, what do you want, buddy?
Hey, I was wondering the information on those nasty videos you watch with the guy that pulls the people over.
What?
What nasty videos?
Remember you were watching down at the beach house? The guy says, hey, you want to be in my movie? Did you ever get a name on that?
Oh, do you mean the dirty movie, like where the guy was on vacation in Hawaii? And,
exactly.
He found drunk girls at the bar. Remember I talked about that? The guy found drunk girls at the bar and brought them to a secluded area and got them to take their clothes off on camera.
And made videos out of it.
Yeah, no, don't remember the name of that, sir.
Never got no info.
No, sorry about that.
Get curious, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
How long ago was that you were talking about that?
Months, Mike, but obviously... I retained it also, though. I knew immediately what the guy was talking about.
Yeah, it was just on the best of. That's what he's thinking about.
Oh, it was on the best of?
So he's only a week behind.
Oh, it was on the
several,
best of.
Several months.
Gotcha. Thank you, Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
3 and 14K on the award-winning Jeff Disney Rock and Roll Radio Show with fun and frolic for all. Some of you, no doubt, still wondering what award I have won. I'll tell you, none other than the Marconi Award for Excellence in Broadcasting. Don, stop music. 14K, music, radio.
14K,
14K, 70 degrees, cloudy skies. It'll be cloudy, a chance of some showers tonight with a low 53. Variably cloudy and warm tomorrow. Tomorrow night, Easter, Sunday morning, too. Afternoon, high Saturday, 72. Jeff Christie at 14 in a row. Stick a thumb up in the air. Vanity Fair. 14K, music radio.
14K, yeah.
Good evening to you, music lovers, all across the fruited plain. It's 8:29 at 14K QV with the great 14K giveaway. Where you and your family can win one of thousands of prizes. Be listening starting Monday on 14K. You are smack El Devil in the middle of 14 uninterrupted hits in a row with song number one.
14K.
8:34 at 14K. Jeff Christie. the Rock and Roll Radio Show with Fun and Frolic for All, forging onward into the pitch of black on a Friday night. David Essex rocking on in the middle of 14 in a row. 14K Music Radio.
14K,
1969. 14K, hitline is open, 333-9190 is the number. You got a favorite song, let us know about it. 14 hits in a row and I got the Archies.
14K.
Music Radio, 14K, Jeff Christie, often imitated, often mimicked, often copied, but never equal. And I am smack dab in the middle of 14 hits today, raw Ringo Starr. Billy Preston backing up on the piano. This is, oh my, my, it is in the top five. 14K, Jeff Christie rocking and rolling on a Friday night, in the middle of 14 hits in a row. Some people think it sounds like Bob Dylan. Some people think it sounds like Harry Chapin. Doesn't sound like either of those guys. I mean, Billy Joel, working on a piano band.
14K.
Music Radio, 14K. Jim Shepherd and Spiders and Snakes. And with Spiders and Snakes, what do you get? You get cobwebs, a whole bunch of other goodies. Jeff Disney and Pittsburgh, it's a Friday night. We're working on 14 hits in a row.
I remember.
14K. Jeff Disney playing 14 hits in a row. I got a letter here from a girl named Mary Snerdley. Mary is a rich kid in Fox Chapel. Dear Jeff Christie, would you please play some of my favorite songs? I listen to your show all the time. About 75 songs on this list. Mary, if you're listening, why don't you send me a list of the songs that you don't want to hear? I think this would be easier. Take me 2 weeks to play some of these dumb songs. 8:57, that's the 14th of 14 in a row. You know how many minutes of solid music we just had? 48 and a half. Uninterrupted minutes of music in 1 hour. 70 degrees now. The skies are cloudy. It's going to be cloudy. A chance of showers tonight with a nighttime low at 53. Variably cloudy and warm tomorrow. Tomorrow night, Easter Sunday morning. Afternoon high Saturday, 72. The Public Offender Program is aimed at the offender with the greatest employment handicap. It's designed to develop marketable skill and good work habits necessary to obtain gainful employment. For more info, call Goodwill's Placement Counselor, number 481-9000.
Kawasaki,
yes, now's a good time to get your Kawasaki at Hebert and Fisher Cycle Center in Houston. 14K.
Happy On, the greatest adventure of escape ever filmed.
Happy On is now showing at the Gateway Theater downtown.
KQV, Pittsburgh.
Music Radio.
14K.
All hit music, a little I Love You music from Charlie Rich. A very special love song, babe.
The Don and Mike Show.
Occasional A-hole. Don and Mike.
Let's welcome to our show. Guy has written a great book called "Who Cut the Cheese?"
Yeah, baby.
A cultural history of the fart.
That's the name of
his book. And you know, we're big flatulent lovers here.
And I think we are people who respect the culture of the fart.
So let's welcome now to the show famous author Jim Dawson. Hello,
Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hi, Jim. Okay, first thing I want to ask you about, sir.
Yes, sir.
Tell me how Adolf Hitler tried to cure his chronic flatulence.
Well, about 1936, his doctor, Theodor Morell, started him on a fairly heavy diet of Dr. Kessler's anti-gas pills, which turned out to contain strychnine and atropine, two toxins, and these things may have contributed to his insanity because he was taking them at about the rate of about 150 a week for 8 years, almost right up to the time he shot himself.
Wow, so he was actually going to risk killing himself to cure his flatulence.
Right, he tried to blitzkrieg his farts.
And now what I see here is it says Adolf Hitler attempted to cure his chronic flatulence by drinking machine gun oil.
Yeah, well, that was a fairly common remedy that the German soldiers had picked up during, in the trenches during World War One, and Hitler himself had used that up until the early 30s when it was discovered that this stuff was really highly poisonous, and so he had this stuff outlawed at that point.
Okay, tell us how farts were blamed for the deaths of thousands of people in Jerusalem.
Yes, in the 44 AD during Passover, a Roman occupation soldier farted loudly into a group of Jewish worshipers, and of course this was they were so outraged by this show of contempt that they started throwing rocks. They started a revolt and a kind of intifada, I suppose you might say. And it started a stampede as the Roman troops were called into the city. 10,000 people were killed in the stampede.
Wow. Who is the worst farter in history?
The worst farter? Well, the most famous farter would probably be Lepeto Maine, a guy named Joseph Pujol, who from about 1892 to 1895 was the top act at the Moulin Rouge in Paris. In fact, he was out grossing, you might say, every other act in Paris at that point.
I think Mr. Methane talked about him one time, the guy that did it on the in France.
What did this guy do in his shows?
Well, he could imitate birds, musical instruments, his mother-in-law. He could blow out candles from about a foot away, and he could insert a tube and put a flute on the other end of it and blow little tunes.
How long have you been hooked on flatulence?
Well, I got the idea for this book when I was in college when I read Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, which are supposed to be, I mean, that book's supposed to be one of the greatest works of English lit, right. And there are two very elaborate fart jokes in there, so I was so surprised, and I think that's really the root of this book. When I actually started to write it about a year or so back, I had to walk around and just talk to everybody I met about flatulence, about things that they heard, schoolyard chants, words that their parents used for it, you know, that kind of.
Well, what are some of the euphemisms you've heard for farts?
You've heard of cut the cheese is probably the most obvious. That comes from the old days when people would make cheese, and as it cooled, it would form a rind around itself, and the cheese inside would ferment.
Sure it would.
And when you cut into it, it released this very, it was a smell that few people would forget afterward.
So that's where cutting the cheese came from. I'm curious as far as cultures and farting, as far as the type of culture, are there any particular cultures on this planet where farting is more accepted? I know our culture, we
DJs.
At this show, we revere it, but is there any particular culture where, like, you could finish up a good meal, and if you expelled gas that way, it would signal the host or hostess that you'd enjoyed your meal?
No.
Really?
No. There are certain cultures. Now, in Japan, they've revered farters throughout history, people who were somewhat like Lepeto Maine, who could do tricks. And I had heard stories, although I couldn't pin it down. There was a tribe somewhere in Southeast Asia where apparently the villagers would have farting contests.
There you go.
Sure. Yeah,
that's a smart tribe.
How many people did you interview for this book? Were there any people that would actually go on record with you to discuss farting, or was this all like history stuff you looked up?
Well, no. As far as famous people, there were a couple of people that I tried to talk to, but I was able to get material from other sources. Whoopi Goldberg.
I bet she's got some bad farts. I bet she's got awful farts.
Yes.
Did she talk to you?
Her name, because her friends called her a walking whoopee cushion.
Oh, really? That's why she got the name Whoopi. Did she discuss her farts with you?
She didn't discuss them with me, but she has discussed them in interviews and things like that. So I was able to get plenty of material on her, and she even included part of it in her book that came out about a year or so back.
You know, you hear beans, the musical fruit, and all that good stuff, but is there any particular food stuff around the world that you found is the single finest food product for producing farts?
It really all depends on who you talk to. Some people say that it's cabbage, broccoli, pickled eggs. If you can mix things up. Now, I found that certain things like curries can produce some horrible stuff. Also, onions, certain types of onions.
Yeah, that works for me.
Effect on people.
Who else is in your book besides Whoopi Goldberg? You got any other famous people that admit that they fart?
Well, some past people. You had Mark Twain, who wrote a one-act play.
Really? Huckleberry Finn was a big farter, huh?
Yes, well,
wow.
In fact, I reprinted in the book. It was called 1601. It was his story about somebody farting in Queen Elizabeth's court.
There you go.
And she sort of, you know, she asked all these various people. You
Queen
know,
Elizabeth, there's a big farter right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yes. Yeah. But and,
I mean, we're just speculating there about the Queen Mum, but I got to think she's got some death farts. Right?
Charles, you know, Prince Charles.
Well, all the British people with the bad food that they eat.
Oh yeah.
All the boiled meat.
All that pudding and stuff like that. Yeah.
Who do you think in the Beatles was the biggest farter? John, Paul,
probably,
George,
probably
or Ringo?
Ringo.
That's easy. Ringo.
Ringo.
Like the biggest farter.
All right.
And Yoko. Let's
and Yoko's farts. Oh, those had to be killer farts. How many pages in your book? Who cut the cheese?
Just looking real quick, it's about 159, 160 pages. It's, you know, it's a trade paperback.
And as far as American presidents, during your research, did you find any particular president that was, in history, the biggest farter?
It was probably Taft.
Yeah.
You know, he weighed 300 pounds, and fat people do tend to fart more.
Ah. All right, who of the modern age presidents, starting with JFK?
Very good. Start with JFK.
JFK, LBJ.
Carter.
Nixon.
Reagan.
Ford.
Truth, I was not able to find out.
Who, okay, I'm just asking, because you're kind of a fart expert. Clinton,
yeah.
Clinton, Bush, Reagan. Who has the worst problem with gas? In your just a guesstimate since
well,
JFK.
Well, from the wrenching expressions on his face, I would say Nixon.
Nixon, I would go with you know yeah. I would go with either Nixon or Clinton. You know, Nixon based on being uptight, and Clinton based on the fact that you know he just eats the most bad food.
I think Reagan might surprise
you're
you.
Right, all those
old people have very bad farts.
I'll bet LBJ outdid them all.
You know, you might be
you
right,
might
about,
be right
that.
About that, Buzz.
He enjoyed that sort of thing.
The reason for that is, as people get older, their intestines become less elastic, and so they can't hold it in more. So
tell me
older people
it.
Tend to fart more.
That's good.
All right, well, Jim, thank you. Thank you
all
for
right,
your time.
Thank you.
Your book is called "Who Cut the Cheese: A Cultural History of the Fart." And let me just ask you to rate this fart. This is not one of our sound effect types. This is a real fart that was cut by a boy that was on our show a couple of years ago named Cannon Grace. We had a contest to see who could have the longest sustained fart.
Mm-hmm.
And he went about, what is it, Robbie, 12 seconds?
I think it's 9.
9 seconds. Please tell us how this would stack up against some of the great farters in history.
Oh, here's, okay.
Here is Cannon Grace. How would that stack up?
I'd say that is one of the finer farts I've heard.
Oh, isn't that crazy? He'd be
nice.
Very proud if he heard you say that.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Bye-bye. Jim's book available at all, like Barnes & Noble, and also online at Amazon.com.
Yeah, I hope he goes on the lecture circuit. Line up for that class.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Great, thank you.
They just put me on the line to help out with the conversation that just happened.
About farts?
Yes.
Yeah.
That in some cultures it is considered... appropriate to do in front of your host to appreciate the meal, to either belch or pass gas.
Really? What cultures are those?
In Arabian cultures.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Like in Saudi Arabia?
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
La, 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 I eat.
Thank
Hello.
You very much for that very good lamb.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Yeah, that lamb is a big fart inducer.
Well, curry. They use a lot of curry, and the guy just talked about that being a big inducer.
Lots of curry and dates. Figs and dates
oh,
and
my.
Nuts and berries. And
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Great, thank you.
Hey, Don, you know, when I was a kid, my mom and dad used to send me back to my parents' home country in Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
My grandpa would sit us around a circle when we were little kids. The old-timers from the village would come over and just sit around and fart.
You mean just for fun, for their own amusement?
Well, actually, I thought it was funny. I would giggle, right? Because I'm like 4 years old.
Was it like,
happening.
Was like some kind of a ritual or something?
Yeah, it was exactly. So I would giggle, being, you know, from the States, and they would slap me because it was... pretty serious what was going on.
All night.
Well, it was farting was a serious business.
You'll be yeah. quiet. Oh.
Exactly.
Oh.
Like that.
Oh.
It was a serious thing. I don't know what it meant other than when the guy was talking about it. It reminded me when I was a little kid from about 4 to 11, 4 to 12.
Oh, grasshopper.
I welcome you into the ring of sacred ritual, and we will all do this now.
Now, pull my finger.
Ah, do not laugh. I will slap you.
Hello.
I will slap you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You do not laugh at my flot, or I will frap you. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello there.
I've got a little song for you about farts.
Oh, well, fantastic.
That's got you in it.
Oh, I'd love to hear it then.
All right. Going down the highway doing 94, Don ripped a fart that blew me out the door. The wheels couldn't take it, the engine fell apart, all cause of Don, supersonic fart. Hey! All for you, buddy.
Hey, you know, God, I love those crickets. They always drive the idiots away.
Never
this
isn't
fails.
Even an original song, man. It's like a second grade song.
Grade school.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, yeah, your radio's up too loud. Please turn it down.
There
Big
we
knob.
Go.
Big knob, turn it to the left. Good man.
Hey, you guys were talking about foods that make you fart and whatnot.
Yes.
And you were talking about homebrew beer earlier with your Russian sound engineer.
Yeah.
Homebrew is one of the things that will make you fart the worst.
Homebrew?
Homebrew, because of the yeast in it.
Wow.
It's pasteurized.
I'm going to go out and get me some.
Okay, hello, Don and Mike Show. You don't need it. Hello.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I've got a fart story for you. It's an old fart. It's an old folks fart. About a couple of years ago, my partner and I and my son, we went to go visit his parents in Arizona, and his 98-year-old grandmother was sitting at the table, and she happened to drop her napkin, and she leaned to the side to go pick it up, and when she put pressure on her abdomen, she released this big, horrendous fart. And we all wanted to start laughing, but we just controlled ourselves until later when we all started busting up later. Bye.
That's the story?
That's it.
Oh, I wish I hadn't given up that word for Lent.
Let me tell you something right now. I would like someone to imagine the show. Mm-hmm. If we had the opportunity for everyone that's ever heard anyone fart, we had the opportunity for them to call in.
Oh, I'd like...
And your families, too. That's what you have to modify.
Yeah, I'd like to fart on your families, too.
And
I really would. You're really slowing our show down today with that.
Bye.
With that stupid story.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, nobody's ever heard an old person fart before.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Or a young person, for that matter.
Hello.
It seems some people in class just can't handle the joke.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I wanted to play a name game.
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
Because you're not qualified.
Not qualified.
That is correct. You heard what I said. You are not qualified.
You guys are weak.
Oh, we're weak. Oh, please. I got your weak right here.
Yeah, and your hand's empty again.
Please. Now, come on. You know you're not qualified. Why are you calling?
Hey, if you want to chicken out, that's fine.
All right. I got to get your phone number first so we give out your phone number on the air when you lose.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Okay. It's going to give his neighbor's phone number.
He's willing
okay.
now.
Hold on. I'll call you back on caller ID.
Okay.
Bye.
Right, very good.
Okay.
Let's call him back. Number.
There's always someone out there that wants to challenge us.
Always,
there?
Every day, each and every day, pretenders to the throne.
He had it blocked.
He had his number blocked.
Of course he did.
He had his number blocked.
Isn't that the way it always works?
He had his number blocked.
Quitter.
I'm bigger than you.
And I will always beat you.
Hello, last call, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, I know you guys both grew up as Catholics, did you ever have the urge to have to fart in church?
Oh, my God.
Of course.
And, you know, can I... let me take it one step further. For in my particular church, I'll tell you right now, just like that. But you never heard it. But there were people actually...
Oh, SBDs?
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Oh, SBDs are not the problem. It's when it gets real quiet in church. I was in second grade.
Where's that coming from? Is that one of our tapes?
Yeah.
Oh, you were doing that?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, did you think that was real?
I thought it was on the phone.
Oh, my gosh, no. I was in second grade, and, of course, I went to Catholic school as well. And, of course, they always made you go to church during the school day, so we were in church with my class. And it was just a real quiet time, and the fart came out.
Anybody else bored with all these stories?
I know, I'm bored to tears when people start calling it with stories.
Please, no stories.
You haven't played that one in a long time.
No, this is a new one. This is not a Komodo show. That was a different one, Mike. That was the finale.
The grand finale.
Symfartnik finale.
And in your Catholic church, did you have a lot of people that would do the SPD routine? It was horrible.
I think whether it's Catholic, Episcopalian, people always fart in church.
And, you know, nobody can say anything. You can't. You know, in the middle of church, you're not going to go, oh, my God.
Okay, one more call. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Real quick, out of all you, Buzz, Mike, and Rob, who has the worst smelling farts? I'll hang up and listen.
Mine are pretty bad, but Mike's are pretty bad, too. Rob, yours are killer.
Rob, you know, they're all different. Buzz likes to keep himself out of the fray.
Uh-huh.
Don and I are very liberal, but I will tell you, it has been my opinion that in recent months or even years, we are not as bad as we used to be.
No,
And I'm talking about frequency.
I would say that right now, Rob is king of the smelly farts on this show.
And it's not because
eating better.
It's not because of frequency, but it's when you do. You know, when you
save
do,
them up.
Seriously, I mean, clear the building.
Also, it really, it matters as to what Don has eaten. And I can sometimes guess his lunch.
Can I really,
Rob stands behind
this
me.
This is true.
There
I
a lot of here.
I cannot speak to it because I'm on the other side and I am facing him and I'm not over there. But I know that in years past, there have been days where it would actually come over the console.
Creep over the console, yeah.
But I mean, in recent memory, you know, well, I've had a lot of head colds.
Suffice it to say, if I ever meet Wolfgang Puck in person, I'm hitting him in the head.
Hey, a lot of Wolfgang Puck.
That's the worst.
I think you're the winner, though, Rob. I think your farts smell the worst out of anybody on this show.
And I stand proudly.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. What about, we're forgetting Charlie Broyhill.
Charlie Broyhill, oh, my God. And a guy, really, that doesn't care where he cuts the cheese.
You know what? I wouldn't mind having a contest tomorrow to see who could cut the smelliest fart.
Mm-hmm. I think that's valid.
Would you be up for that?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on, you know, it's all depending on the foodstuffs.
Yeah. Everybody should eat some food. Even you, Buzz.
Quite a challenge.
And maybe tomorrow we'll have a contest.
Well, eggs for breakfast.
We'll put everybody in a small room and see who has the smelliest fart.
The Don and Mike Show will not be on the air today due to the passing away of all of the hosts.
Okay?
Very good.
I would play that game tomorrow.
A contest.
We'll do it like in the production room before the show, like at 2:30.
Will it be recorded?
Yes.
Yes, it should be recorded.
Yeah, because we've recorded our farts before.
We'll just have a little get-together, and we should have a half-an-hour window.
Yeah, remember we played that game before called Who Farted?
Yes.
Right. And we would play all the tapes of us farting, and people had to guess whose
farts
they were? Yeah.
I'm just thinking menu. I'm thinking menu, menu, menu.
All right, I'm up for that.
Very good.
I'm up for that. I'll wear my tightest pants.
That's always good for you.
Wear tight pants, and I'll have lots of... Robbie, what do you think? Onion?
How would you go to Taco Bell?
You're right. Taco Bell makes me fart like a banshee.
Boy, I'm trying to think.
All right, good. Tight pants and Taco Bell. That's what I'll do.
I think I'll be enjoying perhaps a pepperoni pizza this evening.
Buzz, how about you?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Oh, come on. Oh, yeah.
No.
You know what?
What?
Buzz, with all the surgery and stuff.
Yeah, that could be something. You could blow us out of the water.
Yeah, you could, Buzz.
Actually, it's been there's been sort of a lack of potency there since the surgery.
Really? Well, that's more of a challenge for you, then.
I know that certainly when you were going through some of that stuff, I walked in the bathroom more than one time here at work, and you would have been the winner then.
Oh, no, because I never do that here.
Well, I smelled something in there.
It wasn't me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I don't. I save that for home.
Okay.
Yeah, it must have been the dog.
Okay.
I don't inflict that on others, and I don't like others to inflict that
Buzz
on me.
Buzz doesn't like fart humor or anything to do with farting.
He's a little uptight about farting. Okay.
Always has been. But would you be up for the challenge at all?
I
mean, if it was like part of the job just to come in and do that, you know, it really wouldn't count as being rude.
Right.
Okay. Because we'd all be accepting it.
Yeah, fart contest tomorrow.
Okay.
Big fart contest. Me and Mike and Rob and Buzz and...
And
Royal.
I feel like I did when we had the peeing contest. I feel the same way. I feel already just a tremendous amount of pressure.
And we'll ask Christine to play also.
All right, very good.
Because I bet her farts smell, too. Just because she's a girl doesn't mean her farts don't smell.
Good idea.
You want to ask any of the junkies to play? Or you want to just keep this in-house?
Keep this in-house this time.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good idea.
Because I bet their farts smell worse than ours.
Yeah, well, in Johnny Cakes Auville, I already know that he has cut a tremendous swath through this building, and he has quite a reputation. If you were going to have one junkie play, he would be the one you'd want
to
play.
Okay, then, last question on this. Who's going to be the judge? If there's one person to sit in the room and decide which fart is the smelliest, we need someone who's not affiliated with the show to be the celebrity judge.
Would I be busting on certain individual's chops if I suggested that individual? Would that count as busting his chops?
Jim McClure? Absolutely not.
All right. I would like to volunteer Jim McClure because I think he's somebody we're all very relaxed around.
Would it be out of line to suggest that maybe
people would fart in the general direction of Jim? Like if he was sitting down in a chair?
Well, you'd have to because he would be the judge. And are we going to have the two categories of both sound and smell?
I think that, no, this will not be a competition for sound. That'll be just for our own
Look
fun.
At the twinkle in this man's eyes.
You know, I like that choice for judge, but I believe that might work against me.
Why would that be? Because he smells maybe he's got, you know, he appreciates it.
Let's get two judges.
We get
Big Gum Jimmy and maybe like the Antichrist, Jeff Shrinsky.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
And then maybe a third judge. You know what I mean? So they can, like, vote.
A panel, like
How
they can
Dr.
put up.
Dr. Death.
And you know what?
If Who's Dr. Death?
Jeff Hedges.
Oh, I don't.
This is a very good rule. Okay?
Okay.
You are, and this is important, and I think we should go with this, you are only allowed to enter one fart. So if you're sitting there and you're going, I'm going to do six or seven, you can't do that.
Because otherwise we'll tough. Get to,
but here's the, but hear me out here.
Because, that's tough, Mike.
Because what you're going to do is you're going to say, you know, I'm not entering this one, but I'm just, this is a warm-up. But then you can say, okay, and you have to really bank on it being the good one. You know, because you and I have played that game for years.
All right, I'll go with that.
I suggest we each bring a change, too, just in case.
I'm confident enough. I don't have to go with a change.
I'm
working it right now. That wasn't audible on micro. I just farted right now just thinking about it.
Congratulations. That's an amazing self-control.
How does that smell, Rob?
Really great, Don.
Really great?
Yeah. Good luck tomorrow.
All right.
All right, so the competition, what time tomorrow?
I'm liking that. 2:30.
2:30 tomorrow?
2:30 in production room number one.
Production room number one.
As opposed to number two.
So sound sealed door.
All right, so Charlie, get us the judges then.
I will.
Make sure Big Gum Jim's one of the judges. Come up with a total of three judges.
All right, so it will be Rob, you, me, Buzz,
Charlie, and Christine Kerner.
And we are only allowed one fart entered into competition.
And call Stossel. See if he can come down.
Okay.
Something tells me he'd be good at that contest. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Charlie.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Let the games begin.
Big farting contest tomorrow. Let's do a break, and then we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's just a job, really, you know, something to keep me moving. My real passion is my hobby.
Really? What's that?
I work with retards.
Isn't that a little politically, incorrect?
No. The hell with that. No one's going to tell me who I can and can't work with, right?
No, I mean...
We got this one kid, Mongo. He's got a forehead like a drive-in movie theater, but he's a good so we don't bust his chops too much. So one day, Mongo gets out of his cage.
What, they keep him in a cage?
Well, it's just an enclosure.
No, but they keep him confined.
Right, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's what I said. So I went out and I got him a leash.
A leash?
Yeah, one of those ones you can hook onto the clothesline, and he can run back and forth, and there's plenty of room for him to dig and play. That kid is really, he's really blossomed.
The Don and Mike Show. General managers of the Dummy Depot, Don and Mike.
I want to maybe make that like from 2 till 3 and even give people enough of a window, even like past 3 o'clock, past when the show starts tomorrow, because I'm just thinking about the pressure for me until I realize, you know, all of a sudden you realize the food product that is a guarantee, and I discovered mine.
And it also, I can conform to my diet with it, too.
What is it?
It's a tuna salad with low-cal mayonnaise and celery. It is a guarantee.
Hmm. All right, well, I would just like to add that if you the judges don't mind. 2 to 3, and even if somebody can't get it up in that hour,
right.
Maybe you could continue into the show. If you feel the urge, just get the judges around and then just let it fly.
Yeah. And I, you know, there's a very confident young man in the building, Charles Broyhill. He just looks so incredibly confident.
Yeah, this contest was built around him.
And then, you know, Jim McClure, I think, was saying, what are you going to eat, Charlie? How about air?
I predict that Charlie Broyhill will be the winner. He's he's the early favorite,
probably. Easily,
for the smelliest fart contest. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
Hey, I want to get off the fart thing here a little bit. I was watching Jay Leno last night.
Yes, sir.
And he totally ripped you guys off with the Bill Clinton having a party after he got off thing.
Remember? Oh, okay. Thank you.
That's good. Well, you know, all the late-night talk shows, Politically Incorrect, Nightline.
Yeah, Letterman's having his fart contest on Friday's show, I think.
Really?
And the early winner is Biff Henderson in that one.
Sure.
The smelliest farts. Although I don't doubt that Dave's probably smell real bad.
Yeah, in a real old man kind of way.
Because he's so nervous and all.
Yeah, because of his nervous, his sour stomach.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Don and Mike. Hey, I was calling you guys. You can't have the fart contest tomorrow.
Why?
Because you guys can't eat at Taco Bell. Because it's Ash Wednesday, and you guys both being good Catholic boys, that won't work.
Well, I mean, you can eat tomorrow before, you know, the contest.
What does that have to do with Ash Wednesday? What I gave up for Lent was pizza.
Yeah, but you can't eat meat today. If you're going to eat it today, so you're really ripe for tomorrow, you'd have to eat it today.
I'm going to have a big goddamn steak tonight when I go home. I don't know what you're talking about. You can't eat meat today.
Lutard's dad's going to be happy because you guys are going to hell then.
My goodness, you're overthinking the show, sir.
Listen,
I'm just busting your chops. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm ecstatic I got through.
We are participating in Lent in our own way. Is that really one of the rules, that you're not supposed to eat meat today?
Well, that's Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday, that's the Catholic.
Well, Catholics.
Well, besides, I'll be eating the Taco Bell food tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to eat it for lunch then?
Now, see, the most important meal will be the meal immediately prior to the competition.
Yeah, like about 1:30 tomorrow.
Absolutely. Oh, you guys are fast working then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I find that, isn't that kind of normal? I mean, that you usually, if it's going to be a food that affects you, that food's going to affect
immediate.
You. But, you can also be affected from the night before. Certain draft beer beverages have affected me that way.
I like the thought about, the fast-acting stuff, though. You eat something, it reacts.
Sure.
And immediately you have great gas.
I'm just so happy now that I remembered the food. I remember, that's the thing. You have to remember the food that's a guarantee. There are certain foods that might affect you a certain way, but then there are other foods that are a lock-stock guarantee.
I just thought of two great judges for this contest.
Yes.
Lewis the Retard.
Dennis Murphy. We don't need any other judges.
Two great celebrity judges right there. Those two with Big Gum Jim.
Oh, man, I'm going to eat an extra sandwich.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Best show on the air, right?
Right on.
Radishes.
What?
Radishes.
Radishes?
Yeah, the red, the red vegetable radishes.
I don't like radishes.
Oh, well, they're guaranteed 2 hours, and it's just unbelievable. My dad used to call them fart pills.
All right, well, listen, everybody's system is a little different. We've all got our own special foods.
Carve up a radish, throw it in the tuna salad.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, I was wondering, I'm pretty comfortable with my wife. What is the deal with you? I mean, do you fart in front of your wives, and do your wives fart in front of you? I mean, I've been together with my wife for quite a while, and I still have not broke that barrier.
Oh, my God, really? I have been married 17, will be 18 years this summer. I fart in front of my wife constantly. She is disgusted by it, and she never farts in front of me.
And ditto for me. I am liberal with my wind breakage in front of my wife, but I think maybe once, and it was something where, I was coming upstairs or something.
Only by accident.
Totally by accident.
Yeah, what about you, Buzz?
I don't like to do it. I've gotten a little sloppy in the last couple of years. I've had a rough couple of years.
Good for you, Buzz. Good for you.
But I'm trying to get past that now, and no, I don't like to do that in front of other people.
As a matter of fact, with my wife,
mm-hmm.
That's something that, she won't even discuss that with me.
Is she in denial a lot of the time when you might say, hey, I heard
Did
that?
Did you cut one? She'll say, all
right.
No, when I ask her about number twos...
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, I'll show you. Watch this.
She and I cannot discuss it together.
Well, women are like girls.
I bet she's not listening to the show right now. And I'll cold call her right now.
Ah, this is one of those catch her by surprise.
Right. Just watch the reaction. I'll say, honey, I want to talk about your poops. She won't want to talk about it. I guarantee it.
Can't imagine.
Hello?
Hey, honey.
Yes, my boo-boo.
You're not listening to the show right now, are you?
Well, no, I was a few minutes ago, but no, not right now.
Can we discuss your poops?
No, me and you?
No, can we, me and everybody listening now, can we discuss your poops?
No one knows anything about it. Is it possible?
Yes.
Will I like it? I would not care for that, if that's what you're asking.
Right. Have you ever farted in front of me?
Never purposely.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Good citizen.
But you have, though. I know, because I've smelled them before.
I shared Buzz's sensibilities. I should have been married to Buzz.
No, we're going to start this thing again.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, Jesus. It's been a long time since we've heard this one before.
It's simply good citizenship.
Yeah. No, it's being polite. As a matter of fact, you've trained our son so that I can't I can't get it through his head that it's not funny. When
oh, it is funny, though.
So
oh, it is funny. And that's the
it's
toughest...
It's the funniest thing, and I think it's a, something that a father and son share forever.
That is the toughest thing about being a father, mm-hmm. is that when my son lets one go...
You're not supposed to laugh?
She looks at me like, discipline him, you right. know. And meanwhile, I'm going to him, I'm just laughing. I go, you shouldn't do that in front of mommy. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. That's not right. funny.
I did the pull my finger game with my three-year-old and almost got a knife put in my heart.
Wow.
But there's appropriate times, and in front of your mom who doesn't share the humor, it's not appropriate. And I don't know how you guys do it on command anyway.
Yeah, I don't either. Big farting contest tomorrow, honey. We're going to see who has the smelliest farts, and we're going to play another edition of Guess That Fart, where people will have to call in and guess when they hear the farts who the fart is belonging to.
Well, Bart, I was saying to Bart, we heard that part, and I don't know how you could schedule a contest.
I don't either.
Hey. Oh, you'd be surprised. We've got some quality performers on this stage.
I can understand burping on command.
I will just have my lunch a little later in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Wear an especially tight pair of pants to work.
I will enjoy my tuna salad with extra celery on my way in as I'm driving in.
Yeah.
Well, you all deserve each other.
I'm not
going to
forget like I did in the peeing contest.
No, except for poor Buzz. Except for poor Buzz, the perfect man. Poor Buzz. I got news for you, honey. He farts like the rest of us. His smell probably worse than ours because of the surgery that he had. All right?
No, I think he's probably got the healthiest colon now because he's had the bad sections removed.
That's right. Hey, you know, Frida, if you were listening earlier, you would have heard that though the comment was made that over the last year or so, Don and I both have gotten better.
Farting less.
And that, you know, we don't say better, but, you know, you would say better, that we don't fart as much.
We're farting less and enjoying it more.
Absolutely. I don't know. We used to enjoy it a lot more than we do now.
Well, the only way I could retrain Bart that he couldn't do it in front of me was to do something gross in front of him. And I'd have to break out my floss every time he farted.
Oh, yeah, you should see my wife floss her teeth. Oh,
I have to floss
her. Disgusting, watching my wife floss her teeth. She doesn't even go upstairs to the bedroom. That
floss is gross.
She goes right from the kitchen table. Mm-hmm. She goes right and stands over at the sink in the kitchen and just,
Where do you put the floss when you're done with it?
Well, I throw it away. Where do you think
in the garbage can right in the kitchen.
I put it into my bra, save it for later.
I was just curious, Frida, you know. Because I think the grossest thing about floss is the used floss, no matter where. Even if it's put in a trash can, if it's put at the top, if it sits at the top of a trash can.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's different than throwing away like a Pepsi can when you see floss.
And especially when you see some blood on the floss.
No, that's the worst.
You don't want to touch that.
If you floss regularly, you don't see blood on the floss.
You sure do.
Yes, you do.
Not
if you floss regularly. Excuse me, Mr. and Mrs. Clean.
Listen,
I floss every day,
so
like
do
three,
I,
four times
and
a day.
And I get blood on the floss.
Well, you know why? Because
not all the time. But
then you've got gingivitis.
No. I do not. It's because I'm so vicious at it.
You know what? I just had my teeth cleaned. And you know what the hygienist said to me? She said, you have marvelous gums. She said, you have marvelous gums.
Really?
And I floss regularly, and I do get blood on the floss every now and then because I dig in there.
I floss every day. My hygienist says I have the gums of a teenager, and I never do.
Ah, shut up.
I never do either. And I don't even see why you can't wash floss off and keep it for the next time, really. If you're
honey.
I agree with her there. I think she's got a point.
Honey.
You can probably wash it off, keep it in your pocket.
Honey.
The password is bacteria.
You'd save a fortune.
All right. I love you.
All right. Goodbye, boo.
All right. Thanks for talking about your poops.
No, we're not, but you're not. The answer was no, right?
No.
Okay.
Hold on. I'll tell you one more thing she does that she doesn't like to admit to. How about this? A lot of times in the morning, I catch her taking, like, the style section from the newspaper.
Oh.
Going in to have her nice...
Oh, do a read?
Yeah. Whoa. Oh, yeah.
And how long am I in there, boo-boo, if you're being honest?
5 minutes.
Oh, that's a big lie.
Listen, if
big
you're
man
in,
style read.
If you're in there long enough to bring a newspaper with you,
I only get to read one little section of the like the personalities thing.
But you do enjoy reading while you're pooping.
No, but I don't stay a long time in there. I'm only in there one. It's like 3 minutes.
All right, a little flustered now she is.
Yeah.
A little flustered.
I promise you.
And listen, another thing.
If you
who put the magazine... Hold on a second. Who put the magazine rack by the toilet in our bedroom, and who's got it filled up with all of her horse magazines?
Well, that was for you. That was...
No. Who's got all of our horse magazines right next to the commode up in our bedroom?
You think of the payoff if you catch me in there for 5 minutes. I challenge you. If you
there's nothing wrong with a magazine rack in the bathroom. Let me tell you, I'm probably the only one here. I had one custom built into the bathroom wall.
You have bookcases in your
I do. I literally have a book. It's like a bookcase. It's a built-in that I had built into the wall.
The
you don't
library.
Have to bring. So we'd have extra room for magazines.
All right, honey. I love you.
All right. Goodbye.
I love you. Even though
I
you have
you.
Those disgusting bathroom habits.
I do not.
Oh, you do, but I love you anyway.
You're so awful. Are so full that you're just teasing me now. I won't pay any attention.
Right. You never have bad poops.
Sugar.
Right.
Everybody has indigestion or something once in a while, okay. But I don't share it with everybody. That's the difference.
Right.
And I don't...
Buzz, I'm just going to turn your microphone off if you continue this.
And the other
for goodness sakes. Oh, you know, I just realized we're going out Saturday night with Buzz and Marsha. So you know what this is going to be? Saturday night is going to be the love fest again between Buzz and my wife, where she's going to be cooing about how perfect he is, and he'll just be sitting there with a little with a halo on top of his head. I go, well, this is the way I am, and then Marsha will talk about how great you are.
He
you know what you ought to
manners,
do?
Manners, my darling.
You ought to buck it up and do one of those things we do when we're eating dinner on the road. Okay, go ahead. Right in the middle of dinner.
Oh, really?
Go on. Go for it. See what happens. See, float an air balloon up there. See how it works. You know, right after hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, when me and Mike go out to eat together.
Wasn't there one time where you...
Katie, bar the door.
I think maybe, Frida, you were with us one time when we did that, too. We were on the road somewhere, and I was actually trying to be funny for Don, and then I just totally misjudged the level.
Nothing whets the appetite for a fine meal like stench.
Hold on. One last thing.
That's right. And heads at other tables turn.
You remember that. I remember those years
ago. That was a seafood restaurant.
Remember, with a leather chairs.
What about, you know what? That was the same trip. Do you remember this?
What?
We were in Florida.
Yeah.
That's where, Frida, you and I were walking behind Mike.
Right.
And we saw him pull his pants out of the crack of his behind. Don't you remember we saw him doing that? And then you saw us seeing you, and you made it like you were doing it for like a big joke.
I've done it ever since then.
Yeah,
since. But the first one you ever saw that you two saw together was real.
I know it was.
It was really
real. Oh, and I remember that fart in the seafood restaurant.
You remember? Not a lot of odor, thank God, but you're talking about
loud.
Sound. You're talking about sound that turned heads six tables away.
Sonic boom.
Yeah, and I was embarrassed for a second.
No, you're more proud than embarrassed.
Well, you know, the comedic effect was so, you know, the joy on your face. It was hard to
it
do.
It did bring me great joy. It did. Great joy.
That was amazing. I had no idea because I was really, you know, and what we'll do occasionally, we'll just be a little, you know, when we're just hearing them. Mm-hmm. But this one was, I was going to do one for your benefit. I'm like, hey. And Don sees me, you know, assume the position, and then as soon as I did, it was just like a shotgun retort. You know, Frida's sitting across the table. It was not a pleasant
That's
moment.
Exactly how we do it when we eat together. Every once in a while, it's, hey, shut up.
Quiet, everybody silent.
Shut up. And then we all listen to it. We all go like, oh, yeah,
bravo.
Good one. Yeah, good
bravo.
One.
Bravo.
Good one. Pass the steak sauce.
And you know, I gotta tell you, Rita, your reaction and Buzz's are identical. I can see Buzz's face, but I can see you giving the same face. Yeah, okay, very clever, boys.
We love it. We love it.
I do not get it.
Oh, man, I'm amazed at that.
And what
I feel for you.
The next time we buy a house, or if we ever design a house, whoever designed this house and put a bathroom right next to the kitchen table, giant error.
Honey, it's got a door in there.
Yeah, a door does a lot of good.
Yeah, sometimes I go down there in the morning to Freedom Barter sitting at the breakfast
table. We're having our breakfast.
And it's my first one of the day, which is something, you know, you got all that built up from all night long.
You use the bathroom off the kitchen?
Yeah.
Commotion.
Wow. Yeah.
You play. That's what it is.
Yeah, I come downstairs, I pour myself a cup of coffee, I get the sports section, I go in and...
Did you take the coffee in there with you?
I have. I have brought the coffee in there with
you.
Me.
Know, you can really ruin some eggs and scrapple with it. Listen to that.
All right, honey. Listen, I'll see you later.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. You know, there's part of your wife there that appreciates the humor factor.
Certainly more than you, Buzz.
Buzz, you don't. I can safely say you seriously don't, do you?
I do. Well, like, when we're at the table and everybody goes, shh, it's time, I show the proper respect and get silent and allow for it to happen. And then once it's happened, I run like hell because I don't want to be anywhere near that.
What's wrong with you, Burbank?
Yeah, maybe we'll be able to train him someday.
Let's do a break. I think we're all in agreement. Big fart contest tomorrow on the show.
Oh, I'm ready now.
Psyched for it now. We'll be right back.
Hey, what happened?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, hey, Don.
Oh, hey, Fred.
Hey, Fred. Don.
Hey, Fred.
Bob Barker had blue one today.
Did he really?
Yeah, played some winners. They had some winners and some losers.
You know, whenever you call, Fred, I always hope that your partner in crime, Tom Gavin, will call.
How about I hear about you had a farting contest.
Yeah, we had a big fart contest today, Fred.
Did you do something in your pants?
No.
We leave that up to you, Fred.
What do you mean?
How old are you, Fred?
I'm 29.
29.
Did you like doing the show the last time you called? Did you like doing the show with Tom Gavin?
Yeah.
Why don't you get Bob Barker a call sometime?
Yeah. What do you do for a living, Fred?
I stay home.
You stay home? Yeah, well, the big thinkers usually do.
Huh?
You're part of the proud 4%.
I stay home.
Do you live with Mom?
No, my grandmother. My grandmother died Friday.
Sorry, Fred.
Oh, sorry, Fred.
Sorry
to
hear that. It's gonna take me a long time to get over it.
You sound all broke up about it.
Grandmother, yeah, and they're sitting here making jokes. They call my landlord about me listening to my radio this morning.
Right. Well, somebody was making jokes about your grandma.
They're giving me a hard time here because I turn around and I just lost my grandmother. Fred, I'm really close to her.
Fred, who was making fun of you? Who was making jokes?
My neighbors.
Oh, your neighbors.
Well, why were they making jokes, Fred?
I don't know.
Huh. And you said your landlord was making jokes?
No, he wasn't. He called because Betty Sprecher over here.
Yeah, no last names.
She called. she called and made jokes.
Sorry,
Fred. Jokes because I just lost my grandmother, and it's not funny.
Right.
It could happen to them.
Right. Well, who's gonna I don't want to say take care of you now, but who's going to Who are you gonna be living with now?
I'm gonna move out in the country. I'm a country boy.
You're gonna move out? Are you living in the big city now?
No, I live in the city. I hate it.
Yeah, you live in an apartment?
It's a bunch of troublemakers down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you get out of the house very often, Fred?
Sometimes. I'm going away tomorrow. I'm
going to Frederick, Maryland.
Wow.
I'm gonna go see a play.
Oh, you're going to see a play. What are you going to see?
Four stars, I forget the name of it.
Well, I'm sure it sounds good.
What's on TV right now, Fred? What are you watching?
I'm watching Full House.
Full House.
What's your favorite TV show, Fred?
The Incredible Hulk.
Oh. Who's your favorite on Full House?
They're on Mary Catherine Ashley Olsen, and then there's Jody Sweden, DJ Tanner, Bob Saget, John Stamos, and David Collier.
Yeah, but who's your favorite out of all of them, Fred? What?
All of them.
What was today's episode about?
About DJ DJ Tanner and Stephanie Tanner.
What'd they do?
They're having a bet. See who they can get to do stuff.
To fart?
No. Yeah, I feel like eating some beans so I can leave a fart after a while.
Yeah, I bet you have awful farts, Fred.
Mine don't stink, but Carl thinks they do.
Who is Carl?
Carl Anthony. He's just a DJ friend of mine.
Oh, a DJ friend of yours.
Carl Anthony.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I bet his are awful.
Fred, hold on a second there, Fred. It says on the screen there's a girl calling us from Denver that wants to get into the porn industry.
Oh, wonderful.
So let me just break away from Fred there for a second. I still got this Barney Fife story I want to get to. Hello, is this Dawn?
Yeah, this is Dawn.
Dawn calling us from Denver, Colorado. Hello, Dawn.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hey, baby.
Yeah, so you want to get into the industry?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. I'm one of your 4%.
The non-working 4%.
Mm. And you've thought about a career in pornography?
Yeah, I've done a couple mail-order movies, and one just made a box cover just locally here that was produced in L.A., but I want to be like Stacey Valentine.
Do you do everything?
Oh, I'll do everything, yeah.
Terrific. And how long have you been in the business?
About a year.
How do you feel about dogs?
No, I don't do that.
Do you work with men and women?
Yes.
All right, tell me the animals that you won't work with. I got an idea for a flick, and I'd like to know what animals you won't work with.
Won't do any bestiality.
Would you work with a monkey?
No.
Well, she's out of the question for Donnie's zoo party.
I'm sorry, I can't help you then, Dawn. I've got a great idea for a porno.
Yeah. Is it still the original idea, Donnie's zoo party?
Yeah, right. Kind of a takeoff on Dr. Doolittle.
You wear the pith helmet and come out with a whip?
That's right. My beekeeper's hat is what I'm wearing, actually. They come out and there's a girl with a dog and a girl with a monkey and there's a guy with a chicken.
Well, send us your work.
Choking his chicken. Okay.
No. There's a man, listen. There's a man who's actually having sex with a real chicken.
In what movie is this?
In my unmade porno movie.
The screenplay's already been written for Donnie's Zoo Party, featuring Don in a beekeeper's hat.
And Mike, there's a part for you in this movie.
I know there's a part for me. I know, and I'm very excited about it. We're not going to reveal that one to the world yet.
Oh, okay, all right. That's a big secret.
Too bad.
I'm still using the that vacuum thing.
Well, listen, Dawn.
Yeah?
Dawn?
Yes.
Dawn, send us a copy of your video work, and then we'll get back to you.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Where should I send it to?
Hold on. We'll give you the address.
Okay, I'll do that then.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right, everybody. That was Dawn Ho.
And that's, of course, when they go on the real hold, that's when we really do want to receive something.
Yeah, right.
The real address.
Yeah, she'll get the real address, not Don and Mike North Pole. Hello? Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hey, Dynamite.
Donnie's Zoo Party from Independent International. All of it. They're all zookeepers, and they're hot. And in the amazing thrills when the animals escape from their cages.
Hello.
Hello. My daughter is a fifth grader in Frederick County Schools, and she is going to that four-score play tomorrow that Fred is talking about.
Oh, terrific. Really? Wow.
He's very...
Is there any way to confirm that he won't be there at the same time she is?
Oh, he's so...
Oh,
I'm
sure
come
he's going to go and enjoy it himself.
He's okay.
Oh, he's a lovely gentleman, huh?
Oh, yes. We vouch for him in the highest regard.
Absolutely. Leave the poor guy alone.
Will I be able to recognize him from the other fifth graders, do you think?
I imagine he'll stand out in the crowd.
Well,
Hold on. Let me ask him. Hey, Fred?
Yeah?
Fred, what are you going to be wearing to this play tomorrow? I got a lady on the phone who's going to the same play tomorrow night.
Who? I'm going tomorrow.
Are you going in the morning or in the afternoon or in the evening?
I'm going in the afternoon. I'm going to go for lunch, and then I'm going to... Carla and all that will be there. Why?
Well, my daughter's going to be there in the morning, so I guess I'm afraid that we won't be able to see you then, Fred.
Why?
Well, you won't be at the same play.
I'm going to have a blue suit on. I'm going to have a blue shirt on.
Uh-huh.
A blue suit jacket. A blue pants.
Mm-hmm.
And a tie and handkerchief to match.
Blue, well, will they be blue? Will they be blue, Fred?
Yeah, light blue.
All blue, baby blue.
Well, that sounds very fetching. Perhaps I'll change my plans then and attend in the afternoon.
Hey, isn't that nice, Fred?
Why? I need a girlfriend.
Oh, I bet.
I'm probably way too old for you, Fred.
Are you married? Is Mr.
Yes,
Man still around?
Oh,
what?
Okay. I'm single.
All right, hold on there, lady. Hold on.
It's single.
Shocker, Fred. You're single. Fred, when's the last time you had a girlfriend?
Long time ago.
What? Are you a virgin?
I never had sex with a girl.
Have you had sex with boys?
No.
All right, so that would be a yes. He is the big V.
You are a virgin.
Very good.
Huh?
He is the virgin.
I believe Tom Gavin also a virgin. That's why their show sounds so good.
Why?
Well, because when you work with Tom Gavin, it's magic. That's when the magic happens.
Like Carl.
Now,
Carl Anthony, I'm 29 years old.
Uh-huh. Right. Who is this Carl Anthony you talk about a lot?
A friend of mine.
Is he taking you to the show?
No. I'm going on a bus.
Oh, a short bus?
Homewood daycare bus.
Okay. All right, that's good. All right, you don't need all that information.
Okay. All right, listen.
With other kinds.
Okay, Fred. Thank you. Thank you for calling, Fred.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Fred.
Won't you do me a big favor?
Okay.
Why don't you get Bob Barker a call, and then I'd like to talk to him.
All right, I'll do that right now.
And this is Bob Barker reminding you to help control the pet population. Have your pet spayed or neutered.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Fred. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I hope my friend of mine, Mike's recording what... I got a barf now.
All right, well, go ahead, Fred.
Go ahead, Fred.
I can't.
All right, well, good luck with your barf.
There you go. Thank you, Fred. Thanks. Thanks for sharing, Fred.
Bye-bye.
See you, Fred.
Bye.
Bye, Fred.
See you, Darn and Mike.
Hang up, Fred. Bye, Fred.
Bye-bye.
Hang up, Fred.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Adios.
Full House. Two episodes every night. See you later.
See you later.
All right, bye.
There he goes. There's Fred, everybody.
More than anything else, I admire his integrity. You know, instead of, like, you know, beating around the bush, he says, I gotta barf. Right there. You know what you get with Fred.
His heart is pure.
Fred, and that lady had a tough time with him, too, you know.
Why?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, do you think Fred sounds like Dana Carvey's impersonation of George Bush?
No.
No.
Come on,
no.
Please. Wouldn't be prudent.
No, Fred's a hell of a lot more talented than Dana Carvey.
Please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, am I on the air?
Yes, sir.
Nice to hear you. Curtis from Sacramento. You guys are radio gods.
Thank you, hey, Curtis.
Hey, let me tell you. You guys were talking about sex with chickens, and this, I want you to know, I did not find this on the internet, but I was at work, and this got
Our audience will always be able to find anything.
Oh, you know it. There's too many weird people. Anyhow,
yeah, we're talking
fella
to one
at
right
work
now.
Brought in pictures of a thing called chicken bricking. Anyways,
all right, I'm hanging up on that guy right now. Chicken bricking.
Isn't this amazing, this discussion going on? It's not even Thanksgiving.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Yo, I need to talk to them about Ed McMahon's appearance on the Daily Show.
Okay, what about it?
The absolute absurdity and the reminder to the Jerry Lewis telethon when they go to Ed and he gives out the numbers. If we could hear the numbers again, that'd be fantastic.
What is this guy? First off, you're talking to us. What are you talking about?
You seem to be rambling.
Rambling it is.
This is Fred's brother calling, I think, right
confirmation.
Now. All right, what about Ed McMahon?
The telethon, the Jerry Lewis telethon, when he gives out the numbers.
You mean the tape that we play on our show? You want to hear that?
That would be great.
Why?
Because it's absolutely hilarious.
All right, and what else was, there was something else there in your disjointed conversation.
Perhaps. I'm trying to one-up Fred in terms of the absolute ridiculousness of this phone call.
You win. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, have you ever heard of a Dutch oven?
Yes, of course.
He wrote the book on the Dutch
Please.
Oven.
You're talking to Mr. Dutch Oven and Mr. Dutch Oven.
Oh, no.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, if there was a Dutch Oven Hall of Fame, our pictures would be on the wall.
It's when you fart under the covers and you pull the covers up over your wife's head. Dutch Oven.
That's right. We could give a seminar on it.
Hello?
You know, I bet that's something, you know what they always talk about when you, those get-rich-quick schemes where you actually put the ads in all the papers?
Yeah.
You know, learn how to give the proper Dutch Oven. Make a fortune.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, with that suit that Fred was wearing?
Yes.
Are you sure isn't it going to, like, a Mexican wedding or something?
All right, hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
Hey,
Yeah.
Calling from 495 here about the chicken porn.
Yes, let's talk more about the chicken porn. Okay?
Dining zoo party.
Yeah.
God. Yes.
Yeah, well, anyway, I'm in Amsterdam at a coffee bar, what they call it, and I go to get a lighter next door, and this old man's about 6 years old. He's buying an animal porn. Nothing but chickens.
Yeah, you, all right. But you were in there getting a lighter, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Okay, all thank right. you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's all this stuff over here?
Well, it works like a graph.
What's that?
Well, it's a statistical chart covering the pattern of crimes in the neighborhood over the years, and with this as a basis, predicting the course of law violations during the current year. Like it?
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, it is real good looking with all the Crayola work and everything on it, but I tell you the truth, we don't go in too much for charts. We mostly work with the people.
Yeah, this is usually a bunch of nonsense.
Well, now, don't underestimate statistics. Sometimes their accuracy can be uncanny, especially in the field of prediction according to past patterns. Mm-hmm. For instance, before the month is out, I venture to say you'll have 12 traffic violations, 3 break-in and enterings, 1 wife-beating case, 1 vagrancy.
Wife-beating? No.
Yeah?
No.
Because according to past patterns, it should happen.
That's a laugh, huh, Andy? A chart predicting crimes like it was some kind of a crystal ball or something. Yeah.
Hello, Sheriff Thursby. What? Well, yeah, I'll get a man right on that. Much obliged, Gray. Well, what do you know? Your crystal ball seems to be working. Ed Simpkins just give his wife what for.
Well, I thought it would happen.
from this month, but I didn't figure on this kind of timing.
I'll get right out on the case, Sandy.
The Don and Mike Show. We will never speak of this again. The Don and Mike Show.
So let me just finish with the weekend stuff here. Tell you about a couple things happened to me yesterday at Jack Kent Cooke Stadium when I went to go see the Redskins. Because no matter what I say, I love the Redskins. I'm a season ticket holder, even though they blow more than Monica Lewinsky does. First off, my apologies to everyone in the club section that went to the urinal by the humidor, which is the big cigar bar.
What did you do?
I'm afraid that I got stadium stop. You know when you got to go to the bathroom?
Oh, yeah, it's the worst.
So bad, and you're waiting in line at the urinal, and the line is 10 guys long.
Yeah, and everybody seems to have to go so bad at the same time.
And you're thinking the whole time I'm in line, I'm like going, oh, would you please hurry? I have to go so bad.
Right.
And then when I get up there, nothing comes out. Nothing comes out. I spent 20 minutes yesterday with this exercise.
Right.
I would go to a bathroom, wait in line for a urinal, stand up there for 3 minutes. Nothing would come out.
Stadium stop more than once?
Yes. I would hitch my dungarees back up, and then I would go out into the concourse and walk to the next bathroom.
Oh, no.
Wait in line.
Oh, no.
Have to pee.
If you try to time that, you know, you can also have an accident. You know, like if you really just are sitting there and there are two guys in front of you and you say, okay, I'm going to start relaxing now. I'm going to start. Whoa!
I tried that.
That didn't work either, huh?
And do you know that I must have gone in the bathroom a total yesterday of 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
I only managed to successfully pee twice.
Why? Because your bladder was so full?
Yeah, and because I had stadium stop. And it wasn't until we got out of the stadium.
Right.
As soon as we got on the beltway, it was like I said to the boys, I had my nephew with me. I said, oh, we got to stop.
And ran into the woods?
Well, no. Fortunately, there was a Bob's Big Boy right by the New Hampshire Avenue exit. So I was able to go in there, and I, like a racehorse, I peed. Like, seemed like for about a half hour. So my apologies to everybody at the stadium yesterday.
It's tough because when you're waiting in one of those lines, you know, those three or four people in back here are all in the same situation.
And it was like they were 10 deep at the stadium.
Stadium stop is one of the worst things. It's, you know, because it's an activity that normally there is absolutely no pressure, and suddenly it, you know, you're in a public forum, there are people in back you, and you succumb to the pressure.
Okay, so listen, here's what happened before the game. I got a field pass to bring my son and my nephew, Ben, who's a huge Redskins fan, down on the field. Now, I had told them before we went to the game, you know, that there's a chance that maybe we'd see a player or something down there, but whatever they do, just be cool. So we got to the stadium. I'm wearing my coach's clothes. We go down on the field. They run around a little bit. They both do dances in the end zone and stuff, which is real nice for kids. You know, that's a big thrill, going to the football game. And then out of the corner of my eye, I see the old Norvster.
Norv!
Right? So, I say to the boys, how would you like to meet the head coach of the Redskins? Now, of course, Bart has met him before, but Ben has never met him.
Right.
So we walked over, and, you know, Norv Turner, I know I've said this before, he's the nicest man.
Mm-hmm.
For goodness sakes, he's the nicest man in professional athletics that I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
I walk up to him. I say, hey, Norv, how you doing? You remember Bart? They shake hands. He goes, my nephew Ben, big Redskins fan. Mm-hmm. Standing about 2 feet away from us is Troy Aikman. Norv had just gotten done talking to him. I said, hey, Norv, could you introduce the kids to Troy? He says, sure, no problem.
Oh, wow.
So he brings over Troy Aikman. And with all those rumors about Troy Aikman maybe being a homo, I don't think so now that I saw him in person. First off, he's a lot bigger than he looks on TV.
Right. Well, big guys, you know, big guys can be too, you know.
Well, he didn't look homo to me, Mike. He looked pretty straight to me yesterday.
Okay.
He got the vish eyes. I mean, he had, you know, some people got eyes, and he got eyes. It's like I love a good stare-off, but I am sad to say that I turned my gaze away from Troy Aikman. Troy Aikman won the stare-off with me.
Wow. Were they pretty, his eyes, up close and personal?
About the same color as a Cowboys helmet. Kind of sparkly gray.
Steely.
Sparkly gray. You want to be pathetic about it, with little tinges of blue.
He had lovely eyes.
No dream, any dream short, of course.
Oh, he looked right through me.
He was out there with Bill Bates.
Bill Bates.
They were running sprints together.
That's John Madden's all-time favorite player.
So,
keep in mind now, Coach Turner has been nice enough to say hi to me and my kid and my nephew. He introduced us to Troy Aikman, and then this is where it gets awkward. Norv says to Troy Aikman, we're standing there, we're shooting the bull, and he goes, hey, this is Don. I go on his show every week. He said, now, at this point, Norv is smiling. Now, he's still easygoing about this. He says, you know what he said last week? He asked me if I had hired a moving company yet. Ha, 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 right? And I'm starting to feel a little hot under the collar.
Yeah, well, you know, you're in his forum now. He can give it back to you a little bit.
But I'm cool with it. And then the conversation goes on. And then out of the blue, Norv says, yeah, someone called me up the other day and said, how could you be on that guy's show? And I'm like, uh-oh, what now? And he said, I got a call from someone who listened to your show and said that you said when I got the vote of confidence, that was a sure sign I was going to be fired. And at that moment, everything stopped.
Sure.
It's like, you want to talk about feeling awkward.
Right.
It was like, the guy looking, now he had a big smile on his face. Right? He wasn't busting my balls, but it's like, he said, so you said I was going to be fired. And I'm sitting there like crapping in my pants.
Wow.
Like, well, and then I started my spin. I said, well, Norm, you know I'm in your corner. You know I'm a big supporter. You let me hang out at the park.
Right.
And then he let me off the hook.
All right.
That's okay. Everybody's got a job to do. And you've got to do your job.
I think you experience what maybe some of the players get occasionally, you know, when he's giving it to them with both barrels.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, you can't, you know, say what you will about the fact that they're 0-5. You cannot get to be successful, you know, on any level in the NFL without being able to bust chops a little bit.
And he did, and then he mentioned it a third and a fourth time before our five-minute conversation was over.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Well, it's a very awkward moment there.
Like, so Troy Aikman's walking away, and he goes, nice meeting you, nice meeting you, nice meeting you. And Norv goes like, hey, here's the guy that said I should call the movers.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, buddy.
Oh, man.
And then I said, okay, well, thanks, Norv. You know, I'm shaking my hands with him, going, thanks. Thanks for introducing us to Troy. It was really great. I said, just go in today. Just please win today. And he says, right. Vote of confidence, right? I guess that's it. Wow. That's about right, Norm.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, in his own way, I guess, handling the pressure of the moment.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. You know, say what you will, the coach can't go out there and throw passes and make tackles. No. I mean, that's the bottom
Listen,
line.
I maintain, first off, do I think he's going to get fired? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
He's already a goner. He should really call Remax or Century 21 now because his ass is going to be out of here. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that. However, I do think that just PR-wise, he should take the advice that I gave him 5 years ago when he took this job. Throw a fit.
Go nuts.
Right. You know why people are so pissed off about the Redskins? Because he's such a passive, cerebral guy.
Right.
Yeah. Because, listen, I'm telling you, if you people that watch the games could have seen the look that he gave me when he said, you said I'm going to be fired because I got a vote of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
He scared the crap out of me.
Well, but he didn't do it by jumping up and down, though. Right?
No. So
you know, see, the thing is, the guy, if a guy's going to get fired, the guys that jump up and down and throw fits get fired, too.
What I'm saying is, that shows me that inside his soul, he has the power to be a very evil man. He simply harnesses it. He channels it in that cerebral way.
Yeah.
If the fans knew that...
how intense he was.
Yeah, if they knew that underneath that lumpy exterior, there was a guy that... if they knew, as I do now, that he's got a little Satan in him...
Right.
People would go easier on him. So when we have Norv on the show tomorrow, my advice to him is going to be...
throw the fit.
Listen, you're 0-5.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much worse it can get. At this point, how about in a press conference, how about instead of saying, well, I'm going to try to get some positives out of this. We had some guys that played better. We're just trying to get... how about just... go like this. Go, I am so angry. We suck. We suck. We suck. How about it?
I wish this was TV. People could have seen you jumping up and down there.
Just how about it?
He'll never do it.
Well, that'll be his downfall then. I mean, like
you know, he'll never.
I think
do
his
it.
Ass is grass either way.
Right. You, and I think that's that's probably the way he's looking at it. I mean, he's gonna win or lose on his own terms, and he's never gonna change.
He can't.
He doesn't. That's not in his makeup. In his makeup is the way he did it with you on the sidelines to say, hey, let me tell you right now, here's the guy that said I should put my house on the market, and then probably gave you that stare, and you're kind of like going, oh my God.
Well, then perhaps Norv needs some tutoring, and I would be happy. Thank you, Rob.
Right.
That sound doesn't screw us up too much. Makes us sound very professional. Thank you, Rob Spiewak, studio technician. Thank you, Rob. I'm giving Rob the Norv Turner look right now.
That's
see,
look.
Norv, there's a big difference between you and me.
Right.
Rob screwed up by dropping the car. You know what I did? I yelled at him.
Well, immediately.
Bad Rob A. Bad Rob A.
Immediate feedback. And, Norv would sit there and seethe and then call Rob into his office later on. You won't do that.
He'd say, listen, Rob, I think you made a mistake when you dropped those cartridges in the middle of the show. Please try not to let it happen again.
Right. And they go out.
And that's my advice to him. At this point, you're a goner anyway. Go down swinging. It's tough. Go down in flames, man. Pull your pants down on the sidelines next week.
Something. Anything.
I mean, he's not going to do that.
Grab a face mask.
He's not going to do that, obviously. He's not going to pull his pants down on the sidelines. But, have a press conference. For God's sake, show some of the emotion that I know is there.
Go nuts.
Tell people that you care. Tell people that it bothers you that you have the suckiest team in the league.
And that is where I agree with you, and I really think that is why, even win or lose, I mean, but you know something, it's not true, because coaches have to win in the NFL, but what fans, and I agree with you this, what fans have to see. They like to see this in their managers in baseball. They like to see this in their coaches in football. They like to see the guys, when they're sitting in front of the TV getting pissed off, they want to look and see the coach get pissed off,
that's
too.
Right.
Not get pissed off like by being quiet, but get visibly upset.
Right. And like I'm saying, if you got to pretend, Norv, there's no better tutor in the world. I'm your mentor.
It might not work for the coaching, but it'll work for the PR as far as his relationship with the fans.
Listen, when it comes to childish hissy fits, I'm a Mensa. I'm top of my field. I have put my foot through doors. I have put my fist through walls.
Right.
I have yelled. I have screamed. I have cried. I have wailed. I have called every name in the book.
Right.
I've called every general manager I've ever worked for a mother effer.
Mm-hmm.
I've told them they're all out to stab me in the back.
Right.
I have wished people dead. Mm-hmm. I have wished people cancer.
Yeah.
I can help you, Norv Turner, become a more successful coach.
Hear, hear.
Yeah. So before the game, you know what you say? I wish cancer on the Philadelphia Eagles this weekend. What do you think about that? First player drops dead of cancer on Sunday, I'm giving him $1,000.
Well, if you're going that route, I think you got to go with the fatal heart attack.
All right, then. Okay, fatal heart attack.
Yeah, you really do. You
coronary.
Have to go with that. Absolutely.
Coronary.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
You wish the coronary, because then it's the immediacy of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
What you want.
Instant.
There you go. That's how you psych a team up. That's how you do it. Or you do what Buddy Ryan did. Buddy Ryan really once said to his guys, if you go out and you hurt this kicker for the other team,
no toilet paper if you don't do that. No toilet paper for the whole week. In the clubhouse, anywhere you go, practice facility, no TT paper.
I think you had like $100. It was some kicker you hated.
Right.
And he said, if you break his leg, whoever breaks his leg gets $100.
Didn't he get fined by the NFL for that? But the players love
that. Yeah, right. Screw the NFL, man. Norv, baby.
Go nuts.
What do you got to lose? Right now, I got three words for you. Allied, Van, Lines. You're Audi 5000, man. Go to the bathroom in your pants. Yell, scream, punch somebody.
Did you say anything to this, on the field the other day?
No.
No, of course not.
Crazy. Stood like a good boy. I'm your biggest fan.
Looking up at him.
I love Mr. Turner.
He was busting my balls. But I've said as much to him on the radio, and I've said as much to him privately also.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That I've always thought he should go nuts. Mm-hmm. The proof is in the Ditka.
You said that to him for years, that you go a little nuts. Put a little Parcells, you put a little the Bill Cowher, a little of the Mike Ditka.
Ditka.
Sure. I think it's good, especially in the more than anywhere else in the NFL.
It's just a pisser. It's a pisser being a Redskins fan, because they suck. They suck so bad. They're dogs. They're the worst.
Not as bad as the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, yo, the Red Sox compared to the Redskins, Mike?
Yeah. I know.
The Red Sox are champions.
Yeah.
The Red Sox at least have made the playoffs.
True.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Don't start crying again.
Oh, no. Kleenex, Rob. Kleenex, please.
Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike. Yeah, what am I doing? I'm trying to clear the lines. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Buddy.
I'm Megadon. How you doing?
Hi.
Speaking of your son and his girlfriend, did you have to smell his fingers?
Oh, come on.
Hey.
Hey,
hey, you. Yes, I did.
Oh, of course. Come on,
please. Don't insult me like that. I won't smell his fingers till he's old enough to drive.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, can I speak to Don and Mike?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi. I was calling actually to comment about the Redskins situation. Remember when the Eagles got fined, when they had that, I think it was about 3 years ago, they had that headhunting thing concept out on players?
That's Dirty Waters that did that, right?
Yeah.
Great man, Andre Waters. Yeah. Great player.
They need to start doing that. I mean, put a contract out. I mean, the Eagles got away with it for like 3 or 4 years.
Most hated man in the NFL. All the other teams hate him. The kind of guy you want to have on your team.
Right. That's right, Norm. Do it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Time to go to the dark side, Norm.
Yeah, visit the dark side. It's a dark game. You know, it really is. There's some evil in that game. You have to actually really try to hurt sometimes. I mean, I know it sounds terrible, but the fact of the matter is, I mean, of all sports, that is the gladiator syndrome. You want to go out there and, you know, there's got to be some pain inflicted.
Norm, this weekend, you tell Satan that you are his bitch. Satan, you're the man. You the man. We need to win.
All right, I'm going to go out there and try.
All right, Dorf.
Okay, thanks for your help.
Do it.
You know what I'm going to do. We're going to try real hard.
Yeah, let me hear you yell.
Yay.
Yell.
Go.
Yell, goddammit.
Go.
Louder.
I can't muster up much more than that. I already signed your paper. Now, get us the win, okay?
Call Century 21.
All right. Thanks, Satan. Bye.
Bye.
Take care.
I gotta go talk to a man who respects me. Give me my Ditka.
Ditka's good.
Hey, Satan. How you doing, buddy?
I got all your paperwork. Thanks for the win. You told me we were going to lose to New England. That's okay. Thank you very much.
You're still 3-1, buddy.
Thank you, Satan.
And I gotta go. Buddy Brister's on the other line. Bobby, my man.
There's the miracle of miracles right there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, there's like a little private family bathroom right down the hallway from that humidor place that you can go in privately and lock the door, and there's never a line. It's like right there.
So you've discovered a secret bathroom there.
Yeah, it's not really, nobody uses it. There's like two of them there, right next to that elevator there to get up into the suites.
All right, I'll check it out. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's, you know, to me, that really would be like Nirvana, to find a private bathroom at a stadium.
That would be the best.
Ooh, that would be cool. But then, you know, knowing my luck, I'd go in and we'd find something in there like we found in that toilet one time.
We saw something in the toilet at the old RFK Stadium.
So it was the...
That was like out of a horror movie.
It is still, it will rank always as the grossest toilet experience that any of us... And
who spotted it?
Yeah, yes.
Eagle Eye Frank Murphy.
Frank and you and me, we were
Why
there.
Why Frank was looking in the toilets
I have no
at
idea.
RFK is still beyond me.
In fairness to Frank, he may have, you know something, he may have gone in to just check it out and discovered it because he was going to go sit down. But I don't know. I think he was just you know, doing a little inventory or something.
Don't forget, he also found that human poop that one time.
Yes.
We went to the movies. He found a homeless guy's poop, and Frank and I examined it and decided it was not from a dog, it was from a human.
Yeah.
But Frank found that also.
And Frank confirmed the human factor. We're not sure how he did that.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, John. Hey,
John.
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 Yeah, a little hoarse from those damn Redskins over the weekend.
Oh, come on. Get my name right.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
May I help you, sir?
How much for order of ribs?
$2.50.
$2.50? How many ribs do I get with that?
About five.
Five? So I guess that's about 50 cents a rib, huh?
Yeah, about.
Let me get one.
Right on. One order. One order of ribs.
No. One rib.
one rib.
I sure am hungry.
Make that one rib to go.
One rib?
One rib. What else?
You got any soda?
$1.
Oh, come on now. Look out for a brother, man. Come on. Hey, Teddy, why don't you let me get a sip for 15 cents?
My cups cost more than 15 cents.
All right, because pour them a hand for a dime.
Look, you greasy-headed Jerry Curl man. Pay me and get the hell out of my store.
You got change for 100?
The Don and Mike Show.
Taking you on a journey that you could not take on your own. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Are you ready for a gag?
I'd love a gag.
All right.
This is from our public human interest file, okay?
Human, it's a puff piece.
Yeah, but there's only one reason we're going to be calling the trolling.
You know, by your demeanor, this strikes me as the type of story one would see at the conclusion of the evening news.
Yes, absolutely. If there was still such a thing as PM Magazine, this would be the lead story on PM Magazine.
Okay.
The troll lady.
The troll lady.
Hmm. All right, you know the trolls?
Yes.
You know the little the dolls with the hair sticking up?
I used to call them Cupid dolls.
Okay, trolls. She has Mrs. Farley, Grace Farley.
Oh, any relation to Chris, I would.
She has thousands of them. The only reason we're going to call her is because the trolls that she collects, the name of the company that makes the official Good Luck Trolls,
right.
DAM.
DAM?
I remember.
DAM. That's right.
So we'll be able to ask how many damn trolls she has.
And
what's her favorite damn troll? And
when did she first get her first damn troll?
Right. Okay, so you see where we're going on this. There we go.
The damn troll's the only one she likes.
I still actually have one from when I was a kid, and it's a damn troll.
Don't you keep it between two pillows?
I do. I have it right here now, as a matter of fact.
All right. Gracie Farley.
Gracie Farley.
Age 69.
Oh, God bless her.
Posed as a question, have you ever seen so many trolls? Mrs. Farley's beaming eyes scan the living room of her home. Hello, is this Gracie Farley?
Yes, it is.
Gracie, hello. This is the Don and Mike radio show, and we're on the radio right now, darling.
Yes, sir.
We're calling to ask about your damn trolls.
Uh-huh.
And you apparently have thousands of damn trolls?
Have thousands of trolls. They're not all dams.
Oh, they're not all damn trolls?
Could we just talk about the damn trolls?
Okay, I just got a few minutes. Someone come took me to the store.
Okay, how many damn trolls do you have?
Oh, I have about 1,000.
What makes the damn troll so damn good?
Because it was made in the 60s, early, and they're collectible.
When did you get your very first damn troll?
Oh, about 16 years ago.
What's the damn troll that you're most proud of?
Oh, probably the one that laughs, and one that sticks his tongue out at you.
Hey, that's a good damn troll.
Yeah, who are you from?
We're calling from Washington, D.C.
Oh.
Do you have any novelty damn trolls?
Yes, I do.
What's your favorite novelty damn troll? Or your favorite damn novelty troll?
Probably one of the little men that fight and got things in their hands.
How much would those damn trolls be worth now?
Oh, I get a whole lot. I've got some that's worth $55 on up to $200 or $300.
Wow. $50,000 for a damn troll?
No, $50,000 there.
$55.
Oh, $55.
$55 for a damn troll?
Yeah.
What's the cheapest damn troll you've ever gotten?
Oh, they're, you can pick them up sometimes, $25. But you know.
That's cheaper.
People that don't know. No, they're damn trolls.
Uh-huh. That's cheaper damn troll, isn't it?
Yeah.
How big does a damn troll get?
Oh, you can get them as big as a baby.
What's the biggest damn troll you have?
Bigger than a baby.
Big as a baby?
Mm-hmm.
Bigger than a baby.
Do damn trolls weigh a lot?
Not too bad. They're heavy enough.
And, Gracie, did we ask you how many damn trolls you have?
1,000.
1,000 damn trolls.
And then I have 1,000 other kinds. They're all kinds.
Are the damn trolls the only ones you have?
No, I have Norwegians, Dutch trolls, Scandinavian trolls.
We're just
kind of trolls.
We're fans of the damn trolls, though.
Huh?
Oh, those damn trolls. We love those damn trolls.
Okay, come down and I'll say a whole lot of damn trolls. And then you'll have some.
That's terrific. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we've got to run this in the ground, haven't we?
Yes, we certainly have. But it's quite a damn collection you have there.
Did you get to see the paper or something?
Yes, we found the article about the damn trolls in the newspaper.
Is there somebody else on the damn line?
Not now.
Okay. I thought I also heard a click a couple of moments ago.
You did?
Yes.
I did too.
Would that be Mr. Farley?
No.
You're not related to Chris Farley, are you, the damn comic?
No. Okay. What did you tell me your name was again, Nathan?
My name is Adon, and this is my good friend Mike.
We are both very big fans of damn trolls.
Okay.
We love those damn trolls. You know who really loves those damn trolls is our friend Buzz. He's just saying to us he's crazy for those damn trolls. Weren't you, Buzz?
I love them. Yes, I have one myself, ma'am.
Just one?
Yeah, well, just one. I just have one damn troll.
Is there, with the damn trolls, is there a difference with their damn hair?
Yeah, the difference in hair and feet and hands and everything.
Uh-huh.
Do the damn eyes ever come out?
No.
No? How about, does the damn hair ever fall out?
No, I don't pull mine's hair out.
Do you have any pets that choke on the damn hair?
What?
Do you have any pets that choke on the damn hair?
No, I don't have no pets.
You don't have any? That's right. Why would you need pets when you've got all those damn trolls?
Do you play with the damn trolls? Or do you just display the damn trolls?
I brush their hair.
You brush their damn hair?
Yeah, and I got to get off here because I got to go to the store.
So okay.
You to pick me up a taxi.
Okay.
Well, damn good talking to you.
Thank you,
okay,
Gracie.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Thanks for joining us on PM Magazine.
Damn dummy.
Welcome, everyone. I am your damn guide, Art. Now, I'm about to take you through a fully functioning power plant. So please, no one wander off the damn tour. And please take all the damn pictures you want. Now, are there any damn questions?
Yeah, we're going to get some damn bait.
This way, please.
I know it was a cheap joke. I apologize.
Yeah, well, you know, you know you're living when you steal your jokes from Randy Quaid.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Well, hello, Dennis.
What is it?
I'm stuck in San Francisco.
Why is that?
My plane is going to Monterey.
Are you flying American Airlines, Dennis?
No, U.S. Airways.
U.S. Airways.
your plane is where?
My plane is in Monterey. Has a mechanical problem.
Will you stop with the melodrama? Have you tried to make any other arrangements, Dennis?
No, I haven't. I'm going to see what U.S. Airways says, and I'll make other arrangements.
Yeah, but call us first and cry.
Jesus, I may not be there.
All right, well, Dennis, you know what? They could find out if they go to the airport. I'm sure that they'll have it on the sign.
Okay.
If your plane was canceled.
Okay, Doc. Could you put me on hold so I can listen?
No. What is your problem?
I'm addicted to the show.
I know you're addicted to the show, but no, Dennis.
Were you doing this? This whole thing about the plane having problems was just a ruse so you could listen to the show on hold.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
He's doing it again. He's lying. You know, whenever he gets happy, he lies.
My plane is stuck in Monterey. I can address that.
You haven't even talked to the people at the desk. You walked up, they made an announcement, your plane was going to be late, and then you were bored, and you wanted to listen to the show on hold.
Yeah, okay.
Well, tell me if what Mike is saying is that the truth or not.
Well, I just want to let the people know in Sacramento that I'm going to be running late.
Is your plane delayed or not?
Yes, the plane is delayed.
But it's not canceled, right? It's not canceled, is it?
It's not canceled. It's delayed.
All right, what time will it be leaving San Francisco? What time?
I have no clue. The guy is going to find out.
All right. Why don't you just rent a car? What are you doing flying anyway from San Francisco to Sacramento? It's like an hour away, isn't it?
I know. I may do that.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't get that fantastic reception at the airport.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. That's what you're really shooting
for. I may rent a car, but you're right. It's only an hour away. Okay.
Yeah, that's like flying from D.C. to Baltimore. Who does that?
He could meet his fans in the lobby of the DoubleTree.
He could call KTK because they... I don't know what's going on.
Here's what you do. go to like Budget or Hertz, rent a car, and Buzzer's absolutely right. We'll just announce that you'll be meeting your fans at the lobby of your hotel when you arrive in Sacramento.
There. Hear that? Hear that? That's mm-hmm. that's real spontaneous joy right there.
Okay.
Why don't you just, hey, you know what? You know, here, this is even easier. Why don't you, what time you figure you can get to Sacramento, and then you tell your fans to meet you, and we can let, you can let the people know the time right now.
We'll give you a 2-hour window. Let's say,
well, I have other plans. I'm going to a college basketball game tonight.
God. What college basketball game are you going to?
Oh, I'm going to see the California State University of Sacramento play. Hey,
Dennis, did you hear that tall guy from Maryland ripped his Achilles heel?
Which one?
Who's the center?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
The guy with
my God.
The guy with the African name.
Oh, my God.
He's out for the whole year.
Oh, my God.
Obi-Wan Kenobi ripped his Achilles, and he's gone.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God.
I thought you were a loyal Maryland Terrapins fan. What do you think going to another game?
I am. All right, I was looking forward to going to the Final Four, but I don't think we're going to the Final Four.
Okay, so you will not be able to meet your fans in the lobby of your hotel because you're going to be at the Cal State basketball game?
Yes.
Okay. Well, why don't you just meet your fans there?
Whatever. I'll talk with you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ugh. He's angry.
Yeah. Christ, he's a 40-year-old man.
That was...
You know what I mean?
He's going to miss his welcome.
He's like, My plane was delayed.
Plane's late. You know, he's been through that before. He just wanted to listen to the show. He wanted to get on the air again.
As far as I know, maybe the plane wasn't even delayed. Maybe you're right about that.
His eyes light up. You know, say, hey, you know, I don't doubt the plane's delayed. They come up to you and go, Mr. Murphy, there's a small problem. Your plane is delayed. It's going to be 20 minutes late coming in from Monterey. His eyes light up. Another opportunity to go on the show. Hi!
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
I thought I heard somebody on that line.
Hello. Don and Mike.
You know what? Did I press a button there or did I do something wrong? Hello?
Hello?
No, there's somebody on this line. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Nice to talk to you guys.
And you, m'lady.
I got the funniest memory whenever you were talking about Dennis Murphy's inopportune landing, and it was of the old WKRP in Cincinnati show.
Yeah.
When Les Nessman threw turkeys out of the helicopter.
Oh, the humanity.
And he said... As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly, and I immediately put Murphy's in there. As God is my witness, I thought Murphy's could fly.
I think that's one that goes on all the lists of funniest moments in television right. When he threw those turkeys out of the plane.
All right, one more call here, and it's Mike the TV icon boy, I believe, online here. Hello?
Yes.
I believe it's Larry King.
No, I think it's
Bob.
Bob? I think it's Bob Barker.
Yes.
It is Bob. Yes, it is Bob.
Is it Bob Barker? Is this Bob Barker?
You are a winner.
Yeah. Hi, Bob.
I didn't recognize Bob.
Hello, Bob.
What?
I said hello.
Yes.
Yes, hi. How are you, Bob?
All right.
You having a good day today, Bob?
Yes.
I bet you got something you want to talk about, don't you?
Yes.
What do you want to talk about with us?
Michael?
Yes, Bob. Do you have a new game for me today, Bob?
Yes.
What would the game be, Bob?
No matter how loyal you are to The Price is Right, you have not seen this game.
Really? I'm very excited. Well, I hope you tell me what it is, Bob.
It's terribly complicated.
Bob, you're teasing me, and you know how I hate to be teased. Now, please, tell me what's the game. I don't care if it's complicated.
All right.
Good. Oh, thank you, Bob.
What's the game for Michael?
What number do you want?
Bob, I don't want a number. I want to know the game, but I'll pick the number two.
Two. Number two.
Is it three?
No, Bob.
No.
But if you'd like it to be three, it can. But I'd rather have two.
Number two.
I prefer number two. Bob.
All right.
Well, Bob, now what is the game? I must know.
Pick a number.
I did, Bob, and I told you.
Pick three this time.
All right, Bob, I'm going to pick a number now. Three.
Is it three?
Yes. Yes, Bob, it's three.
You are a winner.
You are a winner, Mike. You are a winner.
I am so happy. Thank you, Bob.
What does Mike win?
How about a car?
Oh, a car. I love a car, Bob. Are you going to give me a car?
Yes.
Oh, my God, am I excited. What kind of car, Bob?
Don't worry about what kind of a car it is.
Oh, my God. Okay, I won't worry about that, okay, Bob?
All right. All right. Thank you, Bob.
Don.
Yes, Don. Yes, Bob. Yes, Bob, I'm here.
Yes.
Hi.
What number do you want?
Bob, I'll take the number 5.
Is it 3?
He wants
right. You're playing the game
right.
With it.
I'll pick the number 3.
Is it 3?
3.
Yes. You are a winner.
I'm a winner, Don. Hey. Way to go.
I'm a winner, too.
What do I win, Bob?
What does Don win?
How about a car?
Oh, I'd love a car.
Ask him what kind.
What kind of car is it, Bob?
Don't worry about what kind of a car.
All right. Hey, listen, I got to go to the real Jerry Springer's on the phone.
Very good.
All right. Goodbye, Mike.
Man. Thanks.
TV icon boy.
There he goes.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You did it, didn't you, Irwin?
No, Mama, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, Mama, honest to God, I didn't do it.
You tell them to take me away.
No, Mama, no.
You came to take me away.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mom is not feeling very well.
Not feeling well, my foot.
I'm sorry.
You little bastard, I said you deserved me. And you did. The only way they'll get me out of here is to drive me out. You're going to have to take me out of the pine spot.
No.
Get out. Get out of my house. Owen, you're grounded.
The Don and Mike Show. Drink your mead, but in moderation. No man is called discourteous who goes to bed at an early hour. You just ask Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
The guy's on the phone who says he's that David's father now.
Oh, very good. Okay.
I'm just sure it's another guy who wants to jerk Art Shane. Let's just give him 30 seconds. Hello.
Hey, am I on the line?
Yeah.
Hey, this isn't Gavin's father. I just wanted to make a quick comment. I know you guys make...
No, wait a minute. You said we were told that this was Gavin's
Hold
father.
He's on...
Sorry, sir.
He's
wrong,
on...
Wrong line.
He is on one of these lines.
Oh,
it
very good.
It doesn't say which line here.
Hey, okay. Come back to me, bros.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I know you guys make fun of Carrot Top. I don't disagree with that at all. Carrot Top cashes in on the fact that he has red hair, all the while destroying the accomplishments of others like Mark McGuire, Richie Cunningham, Ron Howard. The guy's a disgrace to the redheaded race. You got
all right, thank you. Hello. Yeah. Don and Mike Show. You're preaching to the choir there, sir.
Absolutely.
Don and Mike.
Preaching to the choir.
This guy comes to us every year, and he's worth it. It's worth a year to wait to see him. He's bright, innovative, and terrific and funny, and a wonderful human being. Please welcome Carrot Top. Here
he is. Top.
Any marvelous
plastic surgery.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, hey.
Yeah.
I missed the cash call. I had to pull over. I'm commuting to work. I had to pull over because I got the runs, okay? I missed 10 minutes of the show. Can you help me out? Let me know what it
no,
is.
No, that destroys the entire cash call promotion.
It destroys the integrity of the contest,
yes,
Don.
Yes, no.
My car into the toilet.
No.
Come on, guys.
I'm sorry. You got to listen harder.
That's right, and you have to wash your hands, and maybe you won't get the diarrhea.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I got an answer for the what is it, the kicks? Are they called shoes? He's asking about shoes and kicks.
You mean we were talking jive
about,
before?
About dogs?
Exactly.
Right.
Dogs, but they're called kicks.
Okay.
When you wear shoes, they're kicks.
You know what? I guess that guy's not on the phone. The guy that said he was Gavin's father.
I get my kicks from champagne.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You up to me, guys?
Yes, hello.
Hey, I'm calling about the Rogue. And I know you guys gave it away and all.
Yes, anybody just tuning in now, I'll tell you that I did bring in Monica Lewinsky's robe. Remember, 6 weeks ago, we were given this robe, or 5 weeks ago, whenever she testified before the Senate.
Right. The high point of that is when you tried to suck the stains out of it.
And I did. I got some taste out of it. I tasted some salad dressing. I tasted what appeared to be maybe a barbecue or a Cajun sauce, maybe some kind of a spicy steak sauce.
Wasn't there one taste you couldn't identify?
That's right, Mike.
And how's that?
The big orangey taste is the one the big orangey stain is the taste I couldn't identify.
Didn't taste like oranges.
And how's that lip?
It's fine, Buzz. Just a little itsy-bitsy bump.
You'll be fine.
So we got the robe that Monica wore at the hotel. It's got food stains on it. It's got some sweat stains on it.
Right.
It smells like whore's perfume. The thing just reeks.
Yeah, that's the worst part of the robe is the perfume.
And a teacher called, and we ended up giving it to a different teacher. I mean, it's long convoluted, like everything on the show. Nothing on this show is easy.
High school teacher's going to bring it in for show and tell, and then we're going to get like a thank you note from the class.
Yeah, so that's where we decided to give the robe to.
Now you know.
So that's the story. And now you're calling...
Well, I'm not calling a weep and moan.
Okay.
But I called not 30 seconds before you gave it away. And the first thing I said is, I'm the high school teacher you're looking for. And the guy thought I was full of S and he hung up on me.
Well, you see, we were actually looking for a female high school teacher.
Well, but I got a good deal for you guys.
Maybe we're wrong in this, but we generally trust women more than we trust guys on this show.
Well, I'm a teacher. I've got my master's degree in education, and I teach English and journalism. At my school, I'm in charge of the school newspaper. We print 2,400 copies of print every month, and we could have printed a thank you, Donna Mike.
Calm down. Now
I'm all with you.
You're getting very nervous.
Sounds like you're about to cry here.
Are you okay?
Okay, it sounds like Mr. Holland's anus here for a second, right? I mean, Mr. Holland's opus. Mr. Holland's anus.
That's the other movie. That's the movie they made after Mr. Holland's opus, Mr. Holland's anus.
Hello, students. I'm Mr. Holland. Today we'll be discovering my anus.
For years and years, you know, he was teaching on the side and working on his anus.
Mr. Holland's anus. Hi, I'm Mr. Holland.
This is my anus.
And now, strings.
And now they've relieved him of his position at the high school, but as a tribute, the students are all going to allow him to get up and play his anus.
I used to love it when they would play Motown on my anus back in the 60s. I really just tore up that whole school, me and my anus. I'm Mr. Holland.
Did they just run that movie on TV a couple of weeks ago? Yeah, with commercials. Doesn't work when you run a movie like that with commercials.
I don't like that movie anyway. I find Richard Dreyfuss, I find him so, in every movie he makes,
right,
less believable in the roles that he plays.
I like that movie. I like Mr. Holland's Opus.
I really care for it.
And I watch one of my favorite movies. Speaking of wimpy movies that I like, Rob, you know it's a wimpy movie when Rob gives you the eye roll when I told him one of my favorite movies that I watched that was on last night.
What?
It Could Happen to You. It Could Happen
with Sandra Bullock?
No, Nicolas Cage and Bridget Fonda.
The lottery ticket movie.
And Isaac Hayes.
Oh, see, I was getting that one mixed up with the one where Sandra Bullock gets, her boyfriend gets hit on the head and she ends up marrying the brother.
No, I don't like Sandra Bullock.
This is the one where Nicolas Cage wins a lottery and happens.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Please. Oh, did the teacher hang up?
I think so.
He was very upset and very nervous and very distraught.
You should know the format on this show. We talked and you talked and... We talk for about 20 more minutes, and then if you're still on the line, you get to talk. That's pretty much the way we do it.
I cried at Mr. Holland's opus.
No surprise there.
I cried when he sings to his the John Lennon song.
To his deaf son?
Yes, I have the waterworks are going down there.
Please.
Well, not as much as Rudy, though.
Movie Rudy, not Rudy Marsky.
Yeah, Rudy makes me cry. Yeah.
I cried during Close Encounters. When he was making the big mud pie volcano.
On a mashed potatoes.
Oh, those were tears of laughter, though.
I laughed in Jaws. Oh, yeah. When he opened up the big shark and found the license plate inside.
I like it when he says, "You're all going to die," to that boat full of guys. You know, it's like when he asks, can you tell me where the harbor master is? And they go, take two steps forward, and then they all laugh, and he turns around and goes, "You're all going to die."
I don't know what it is about Richard Dreyfuss. I don't hate the guy. Just every role he does is more unbelievable. He was in an HBO movie where he's supposed to be playing a mobster.
Meyer Lansky. Have you seen that yet?
I saw like 10 minutes of it. He's totally unbelievable.
Really?
As a mob boss. I don't think
he'll be able to pull off a mob.
No.
But of course, Meyer Lansky wasn't your normal mob guy.
He plays a mafia guy the same way he played a psychologist in What About Bob?
Right.
I mean, it's the same character in every movie.
Well, you know, I read mixed reviews about that, and I'm looking forward to just taking a look at that and seeing what it's like. I don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, man, you got an excellent radio station.
Hey, dude, glad you dig it, man.
Second day tuning in.
Second day, man. Where you been, man?
I'm sorry, I've been in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Morgantown.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Don't get too.
You've been jonesing on us for the last 13 years, man.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, you know, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go, but I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing ZD, because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the daytime Emmy Award-winning Don and Mike Show.
G.I. Joe, Bob Hope. They've made a Bob Hope G.I. Joe doll.
Amazing. I think it's lovely.
We are going to call 1-800-GO-G.I. Joe.
Oh, boy. I think that's the marvelous idea, Ken. Stay tuned for Way Out There, the Ken Stevens Alan Line One Show.
Hi, everybody. This is Ken Stevens.
And I'm Alan Line 1.
Please call back during normal business hours.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Well, give me the number of a toy store.
Goodbye. Sorry.
Normal business hours.
Hey, what... This is normal business hours. It's 4:51 East Coast time on the Friday, before the Friday before
Christmas. Ken, this is the Christmas season, and I would think that retailers would be staying open a little extra late just to get a little, you know, a little jump on the competition. I'll tell you one thing right now. If Alan Limon was running that business, that's what they'd be doing.
Open 24 hours.
Hear, hear.
I'm always open.
Our offices are currently closed. Please call back during normal business hours. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Ken Stevens.
Hi, and I'm Alan Line 1.
And welcome to our show, Way Out There.
Way Out There, a show for people of like minds like ours.
One of the things that we love on this show is dolls.
Dolls, figurines, knickknacks, porcelain figures.
We're past Beanie Babies.
Oh, absolutely. We're way past those decorative plates.
We're past My Little Pony.
Oh, My Little... And My Friend Flicka.
And we're past Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh, Tickle Me Elmo. It's over. It's nowhere.
We have just seen an advertisement, though, for the cutest thing.
I think this is gorgeous.
Cute as a Dickens. It's Bob Hope, as he was back during WW2.
Oh, a legendary entertainer.
And it's a G.I. Joe doll that, as you can see, is made to look just like Bob Hope with the ski slope nose and everything.
I used to love Bob's Christmas special when he'd introduced the AP All-American football team.
Some of those players were so dreamy.
Well, just at the beginning of their NFL careers.
So we wanted to see if there's any chance that we could get one of these Bob Hope G.I. Joe dolls to go along with our Richard Simmons dolls. What are those numbers for?
Toys R Us.
Toys R Us. Beautiful.
Toys R Us. Well, if it's G.I. Joe, that means they should be selling it at all the major toy outlets. Don't you think they should be selling it in the toy outlets?
Yes, I do, Alan.
Very good,
Thank you for calling Toys R Us. We will be closing at midnight. And
there
we'll
you go.
That's right.
That's more like it, Missy.
For store location, please press 1 now.
No.
To speak with a customer service associate,
Yay.
Please press 2.
Beautiful.
Stay on the line. We will be with you shortly.
Hurry, please.
Hurry, we're very, very busy on Way Out There.
We do not have Furbies or Harley Barbies.
They don't have the Harley Barbie?
The Harley Barbie.
You're not familiar with the Harley Barbie?
With that Holly Barbie or Holly?
It's important to us.
Harley.
Harley.
Harley Motorcycle Barbie. All in leather. I mean it. It's gorgeous.
Oh, Santa. Let me write a letter right now. Dear Santa. Except I would like the Harley Ken.
Ah, well, don't write a letter, Ken Stevens.
I think... A Harley Kent would be gnarly.
Well,
Harley gnarly.
You know, if you keep talking about it, it just might not be under your tree this Christmas.
Your call is important to us.
No,
please
it's not.
Hold.
It's called not important to you. You'd pick up right now. You know, you have two major CBS radio executives on the line. I'm Ken Stevens.
And I'm Alan Line 1.
And welcome to the Friday before Christmas. It's a special edition of Way Out There. Today we're looking for the new Bob Hope G.I. Joe doll.
Simply the finest toy that we have seen on the market. It's a replica of Bob Hope in the heyday.
He's got a pith helmet on.
A what type of helmet?
A pith helmet. P-I-T-H. A pith helmet.
A pith helmet. That's interesting. It's a lovely pith helmet. And he's wearing a leather bomber jacket and khaki pants.
I think next week on the Donna Mike Show, when they have their little contest, Des Murphy will be wearing a pith helmet.
That's a fantastic idea. I have a question about the doll for Bob Hope.
Yes?
Will there be other outfits offered? Because one of the nicest things about buying figurines and dolls is that you can put them in outfits, even that you can make yourself. Will you be able to change, Bob?
He looks to me. It looks to me like you'd be able to dress him in anything, and you'd be able to put him in any crazy pose you like. How about a cross-dressing Bob Hope? What if you could fit Bob into some of Harley Barbie's outfits?
I think that's marvelous, but I have my heart set on real, authentic Bob Hope costumes, like those oversized boxing shorts that he wore during the specials, and you could put the little big boxing gloves on him.
Jeepers, creepers, when is somebody going to pick up this phone? I mean, I was watching Connie Stevens on QVC today, and she didn't have this.
Oh, she doesn't do that because she sells her jewelry, and then she just leaves.
I saw Barbara, who's my dream of genie? Oh, Barbara Eden.
Oh, she's a doll.
I saw her on the Home Shopping
she's
Network.
She's fantastic. She still looks so good, too. She still manages to look stunning.
Yes, she does.
Oh, she's wonderful.
She's great. Awesome. I'm Ken Stevens.
I'm Alan Line 1.
And welcome to this edition of Way Out There.
Talking dolls at Christmas time. Who doesn't want a lovely doll? And we found the doll of dolls. It's Bob Hope from the heyday when he was doing the road pictures, and he's wearing a pith helmet and a leather and a leather jacket.
Made by G.I. Joe. And see if you can look at the detail here, Alan. The detail?
gesture, you're saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.